So good afternoon. As you might guess, this the topic of the Chibur is meant Lahalacha Vova Maisa. It's a theoretical topic that should only be decided on a case-by-case basis by competent postgame. So for several reasons, that makes this not L'maisa. But we're going to talk about what I call Heter Nesina Shochad, which in a sense means the outer extent, the outer scope of the Isser of Nesina Shochad, where it might not apply. From a couple of different perspectives, I guess just thinking about the topic in a very, very general sense, I think everyone would agree, even outside of Torah, everyone would agree that bribery would be permitted in some scenarios. For like a classical example is the Schindler example, right? Oscar Schindler bribed German officials to save the lives of many Jews. It's hard to argue on bribery in that scenario. But the question, and I think, so what we're going to get to that question of Dayanim or not. But at least you know that's at least we can talk about the shochad in that context. We'll see some post can talk about shochad, commercial or at least non-dayanim. We'll talk about that. Question is right. Obviously, in the classical case of two people going to Beis Din, there's no reason to believe that anything's foul. There's obviously an isser shochad in the classical case. The question is where exactly to draw the line. How much do we limit the exceptional cases, and what's their basis? So. So that's our topic for today. I guess the one place to start, if you read Gemara, you might think that shochad is the preferred method in certain cases. Shuta d'daini, which we all know and love from Cheskas Abatim, Daf Lamedal, Lamehen, Baba Basra, but the Tosos point out the Yerushalmi has the lashon not of shuta d'daini, but Shmuel Amar shuchta d'daini, l'shnei shtar shiyotsu al sada achas. Right, in some cases, right, shnei shtaros, you have really no basis for saying one party is preferred to the other. It says shuchta d'daini. One might understand that, even though let's say the Rashbam says shuchta d'daini means you have to try to figure out who the person who gave the field, who he would give it to, who he prefers, and that's what shuchta d'daini means. You have to use your judgment. Tosfos point out based on the Yerushalmi, they don't quite quote it, but they say uvehedri Yerushalmi amar le'ezmi and sheyirtu bezdin lahachlit machlitim bezdin gives to whoever they want. Why? Because it's shuchta d'daini. It's their discretion, and one might even understand that to mean that the Dayanim can take Shochad, the Darche Moshe, in fact, Makor number 5 here, Kasav Aran, Shvosei Edus, he quotes the Ardi Esh Garson, Shuchta D'dayini, Beches, which apparently, I guess that would be even in the Bavli, they have Shuchta D'dayini, but it would be similar to the Yerushalmi, which we definitely have, Ki Mutter Likach Shochad B'din Zeh, it's Mutter to take Shochad, Ki Adayin Mutter Lasos Masha Yirtzeh, it's totally at the discretion of the judge, so there's a Heter, in this case, it would be even a Heter Likichas Shochad. And presumably, there's no reason to think there would be an Isser L'kicha Shochad. We'll see the basis for the Isser L'kicha Shochad. But if there's a Heter to take, there'd be a Heter to give. And that seems to be what the Darche Moshe says, despite the fact that several Rishonim say it's not actually Shochad. It's not supposed to be based, maybe it can be based on nothing, but you can't actually take Shochad. The Darche Moshe really takes it that far. One example of a Mukher that pushes back against that is the Shach. He quotes Pirush Rashi or Rashbam. And he quotes the Darche Moshe, who himself quotes the Ran, and the Phoenix Daishu, right, so, and he thinks that Shu Shkaga, Shari Mavur Lahedya, but Tosfos, Afapir Shabadim Tam, Usr Likach Shochad. He thinks that this Darche Moshe is simply wrong. There's no Heter of taking or giving Shochad in such a case. So let's put that on the side for now. We'll see it quoted in one of the Chuvos, but at least, The first place you would look if you thought about where shochad might be permitted, or even in this case, the preferred mode of action in a case where you really have no clear indication one direction or the other that the Dayanim can do shochad, can take shochad, that is the Darche Moshe's position, but it doesn't seem to be the accepted one as the Shach and others point out. So with that set aside, we're going to look at some basic makaros on the Isser shochad, and then focus on questions of where exactly it applies to. So, obviously we have the psukim, both in Shmos Kaf Gimel and Dvarim Tezayin, each of which features really a dual Isser. Number one, Losata Mishpat, in both places. You can't pervert justice. You have to judge fairly for the Dayanim. And the Shochad Lo Sikach, or Lo Sikach Shochad. There's also a prohibition of Shochad. There are several other related Isserim that appear, nearby. But those are, let's say, the two key Isurim, not being Mata Mishpat and not taking Shochad, which is closely related to that, generally, although not always, as we'll see, one takes Shochad for the purposes of judging in a biased manner rather than fairly. If we look at the psukim, though, one thing that's interesting, there's no explicit isser to give shochat, even though that's brought down the halacha, as we'll see. And it's formulated towards the dayanim. These are rules for dayanim. Don't be mate mishpat and don't take shochat. Now, if we look at the Rambam, based himself on the Gemara, who brings it down, the halacha, or actually before we do that, just the Gemara number 9, just giving the reason for shochat, I'm a rabbi, my time is the shochta, keva de kabele shochta, mine ikrvele daite legabe. It's a kirav das. We're worried that you're going to favor the person who gave you the shochad. And my shochad shehu chad. The understanding of shochad is that it brings you close. It unites you in a sense with the person who gave the shochad and makes you biased for that reason. That's the basis for the iser shochad there. The Rambam, when he brings down the iser shochad, says lo sigaf shochad. Ein tzarich lomar la'ave says hadin. El afilu lezako says hadin. Based on the Gemara. He points out, even if you're not intending to be ma'aviz, then you're just trying to say it straight, call the shots in a straightforward manner, still, it's usher to take shochad for those purposes. Another pasuk we didn't quote. Its own topic. And then he says, k'shem she'halokeach, over, below sase, kena nosein. It's also usher to give shochad, not only to take. Why? Shenemar v'lifnei iver l'site mirshol. The iser is based on lifnei iver, meaning there's no inherent iser of giving shochad. The iser is connected to taking shochad. It's lifnei iver that you're leading the dayan to accept shochad. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down as well. Mod mozar ha'dayan lizar shlo likach shochad afilu zakas zazakai ukshem shalokeach over below sasei kach hanosno over b'lifnei iver v'chule. So those are some very, very basic makoros about the din of shochad, including the iser to give shochad. Now we're going to look at two areas that are not classical, not your classic dayanim and bezdin case, questions of how far the scope applies. Number one, cases of Jews who are not dayanim. And number two, non-Jews, let's say, who are dayanim. We'll look at each of those categories and see the possible extension of the iser shochad into those cases. So, the Pischei Tshuva on Simin Tes, which is all about shochad, brings down, Biktsara, brings down the Pilpula Charifta, source number 12 here. Tzarech Lizaher, Tzarech Zayin Lizaher, etc. He quotes the Pilpula Charifta, Delav Davka Dayan, El Huadin Nemanim Ala Tzibur, Asha Indi Nem Din Torah. Even if, as long as you're some sort of communal appointment, even if you're not judging Din Torah, you still have an Isser. He also brings it down to Simin Lamed Dalid, this same Pilpula Charifta, so it's worth looking at the Pilpula Charifta himself to see exactly how he formulates it and how he's quoted. It all goes back to Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kav Zayin. Ki ha de Bar Chama katal nafsha. This fellow Bar Chama killed someone, or possibly killed someone. Amar le Reish Gelus le Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, puk ayen ba. Reish Gelus tells Rav Abba, look into this. I vaday katal l'chiyuhu le'enei. If he actually did certainly kill someone, then you should blind him. Rashi points out, Yinakris Enav, the Batlu Misos Bezdin, Vaiknasa Kav Dina Beis. It's not Ikar Din. There's no punishment in Judaism of blinding someone. We don't pask an Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish. And this would be a Knas, because we don't do normal punishments. Just note the pun, Puk Ayin Ba, and then, right, look into it, and poke at his eye. Fine. That's a different topic. So the point is, they were going to poke at his eye. Then there's a whole long discussion. Where if Puppy looks into or has some chiddush as to why he would actually be putter in this case, we're not going to go into that. That's the Sanhedrin issue. Kam bar chama, right at the end, kam bar chama unashke akare, kissed his feet, v'kible lekarge dekule shane. He said, okay, you know, thanks for helping me out here. You saved my eyes from being blinded, so I'll take care of your taxes for the rest of your life. That's my reward to you. So the Rush points out, fine, he was going to talk to the king, get him off the tax rolls. Now, we know in general, someone who's a Talmud Chacham, Rabbanan, are pater from taxes. Again, this is not a halacha l'maisa shir. But the point that the Rush says is, hilkach lo havi kishochad me'uchar. So the truth is, he actually was pater to begin with from taxes. So this fellow, Bar Chama, by exempting him from taxes, wasn't giving him anything he didn't already deserve. Halakhically, at some level, he's pater from taxes. Therefore, it's not shochad me'uchar. Meaning, if, let's say, he had been chayv in taxes, and he had given him he had given him, relief from taxes, which he, didn't previously have, that would be shochad. That would be a gift. Shochad me'uchar is usher, and that would be a real problem. So only because he already had a technical ptur from the mas, even though it wasn't being practiced, that therefore it doesn't count as shochad me'uchar. Pilpul Charifta picks up on this point and says, find a comparison to ribis, which itself is an interesting topic. He says the shochad asur afa davar she'eno din Torah el derech knas ba'alma. What do we see from here? The fact that the Rush raises this issue bichlal, right? This is not a din Torah. This is knas. This is not a normal din Torah. We see that even though this is a knas, afilu hachi yizaru milkabel matanos al dinam. There's still a problem. It sounds like the regular isur shochad, based on the diuk in the Rush, would be an isur shochad for taking some sort of financial benefit for judging a case. In this case, even though it's meuchar. Only because he already had the psur from taxes is this not a problem of shochad me'uchar. So it sounds, and that's why this is brought down by the Pischei Tshuva, this Pul Charifta sounds like he's saying that there's the Isser of shochad extends beyond cases of technical din Torah. Now, how far exactly does it apply?
What does it mean that? What's the significance of being a knas here? Right, they're adjudicating whether he murdered someone.
Mm-hmm.
They happen to impose a fine rather than to exempt him, or rather than to find him. Why is that significant?
Well, one might have said, the extreme position is,
shouldn't it be the process of din which is relevant?
So this is exactly our question, right? One might say that the only Isser is, let's say the whole Isser of Shochad is related to perverting din Torah. And Knas is not din Torah, it's some other system. You'd have to make sure.
Well, with din Torah, it just resulted in a Knas.
But the whole discussion, they weren't just...
That's
what he means by
class.
So exactly. So and this distinction Rav Leich is raising between these latter two categories is what we're gonna pinpoint right now. So it's clear from the Pilpul Charifta that he extends it beyond din proper. They're not paskening a halacha out of the Gemara, as it were. They were the Gemara, but they were not paskening a halacha out of the Gemara. They're doing something else. They're doing knas, so it's extended. But if you look closely at the formulation here, kastati zelahoros lenismanim alatzi, where those who are appointed on the tivur afal pisha ein dinam din Torah, even though their judgments are not din Torah, not based on the technical halacha, v'lonis kabluchach, they weren't accepted to do that, presumably. Afilu hacha yizaru milkabel matanos al dinam. Therefore, they shouldn't take gifts, they shouldn't take bribes for their judgments. So the question we're going to ask, based on Rav Leich's distinction, is whether this means anything, any nismanim al tzibur, anything they do, any decision they make, there's an isser shochad, or are we just saying, if you do para din, right, din but slightly off, meaning not the technical din Torah, but a knas, or you're sitting on it in judgment of someone, as you were asking, as long as you're sitting in judgment of someone, there's still an isser shochad, but not beyond that. I think the Pul Charifta read straightforwardly is only if milkabel matanos al dinayim, if it's a din, if it's some sort of court case, even if it's not technical din Torah. But as we saw, the Pischei Tshuva said it more broadly. Ne'emanim al tzibur af she'ein dinayim din Torah. It sounds broader than that, and we'll see other achronim take it more explicitly in that broader direction. So the Chashukei Chemed in a couple places mentions this, and it's sort of good to to think with, to see exactly if his applications are what we would do or not. We haven't read it yet.
Analyzes in the Mishpatei HaMelech. In the Mishpatei HaMelech, am I allowed to give the medal?
Mm-hmm. Right. It sounds like the way he's framed the way it was framed in the Pupula Charifta, that there's no formal. It sounds like they just have some position of authority, which you would call melech, sort of de facto
taxing authority,
political. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Rather than being dayanim, right. But there's a secondary question then of everything they're doing. Let's say the Bepul Charifta would extend it to anyone, even if they're not, even if they have din melech, but maybe it would only apply if they're, you know, being done as a melech. Whether, you know, maybe only in the context of judgment would the Isser Shochad apply. I mean, there's two different questions here, right? One is the body that's taking the Shochad, who has that Isser. The other question is the nature of what they're doing. So if they take Shochad, you know, they say they don't want to, I don't know. I mean, it has to still be that a function relating to din, possibly al dinehem. The Chashuk Echemed, as mentioned, raises this in two different cases. Oh, as usual, these cases are very exciting. So number one, shicheres hagabayim b'mamon kedei lekabel chasan Torah. Hopefully, this doesn't happen too often. Someone, I guess, very much like kavod, and paid off the gabayim to be chasan Torah, allegedly. So what's the response? Is there a problem? Does it count as shochad? Is it an illegitimate choice? So just the decision here, Makar 18, they may very well have violated that Isser. There's still that Isser, presumably Mishum Shochad, so maybe that applies to Gabayim too. Maybe this is like a Mamuna who is set in a place to judge. Now, I think it's pretty weak to call these any formal appointment. Sure.
Just a historical sociological fact. There were cases in Europe where people were more than cultured, but they gave money to get for homes. Once when I was very young, I was a candidate for a shul, and I was nicely told that it would cost $X,000 to be delivered to the secretary.
Wow.
Yeah, that carried itself over to America. And when I spoke to somebody from the old country, from the last generation, I was told that it was done regularly in Europe. To me, it was bizarre.
So that's when Makar 20, the Pisrei Shuva quotes Chassam Sofer about this exact problem in Europe, obviously. Right. So, right, that I can understand. That is a case where the people appointing the Rav,
yeah,
you could very well be seen as the official representatives. Here, the Gabayim for Minyanim, it's hard to say that, number one, that they're Mamun Malat Sibor. That itself is arguable. And number two, especially Da'aso Ladun, they're not quite judging. They have some administrative role. Who's to say that maybe if you say it's Midin Melech, but I don't think they have the authority of Melech, who's to say that the Pupula Charifta applies to this case? Then the other example of the Chashuk Echemed is about whether a Menahel...
Yeah? I
would say you could say the Pupula Charifta, the Pupula Charifta is talking about a din Torah, as Itamar was saying. Even if you're not judging on the letter of the law, it's a din Torah with some other sort of onus. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Ladun. Right, appointing the rav would also not be ladun, but the authority of the body appointing the rav as apropos Rabbi Blechara is closer to melech than it is for a gabayim. I think it depends on how powerful the gabayim are. I don't know. Right, but so I think the chisaron here in both of the examples, also this other example of a person who tries to get a school to hire his son, where he says, right, he wants to say that also may qualify. Both of those cases, it's not a din Torah, it's
he
administration.
He's hedging his example. He says, are you talking to Gabbai who came in the Muna Elatzib or Da'asalu Ladun?
Yeah.
He's trying to fit in the Gabbai into the paragraph, because the job of the Gabbai is to adjudicate Lemi Magia Leo Lemi Lo.
Yeah, but come on, right? I mean, that's no one would say that's a... Not no one... It's a stretch to call that a din Torah. Right. And maybe it depends on the community and the nature.
Most careless, most deserving person. That's a kind of deliberation.
Right. But if you look on in the on the second example with the the school principal, so he says he's not sure, and he says lomaisa at the end sha'alti she'elzu gisi hagrach kanievsky shlita the henshiv li da'kol lefia inyan yesh mikim the davar mutzur lefiros einei rav she'odeh and kol shikul matzadim, meaning I clearly is not a psak of this is an iser shochad. It depends on the case, meaning that would seem to reject the comparison to the pavlucha rifta. There's no blanket iser of shochad in these cases. It's not. It depends on the exact scenario. Also, there was no transfer of money there. That was kiruv das.
What was the shochad?
The shochad was that his son. He wanted to get a job, so that's even protects. Yeah, yes, that's even further removed. But those are the two. You know, he brings in the pavlucha rifta in these cases. I think it's a bit of a stretch. I would say the most straightforward reading of the pavlucha rifta is only talking about if it's really a court case, whether or not it's din Torah. That seems to be the most straightforward reading of the pavlucha rifta. Although the Chashuki Chemed is, aspiring to apply it to a broader panoply of cases. Now, of course, there is a precedent, which was quoted here, and which came up already in the Pesachei Tshuva on Simen Ches, with the Chsam Sofer. Now, the question is how exactly to read the Chsam Sofer. There's an interesting scenario. First of all, the way they select Dayanim was sort of an up-or-down vote for each of four candidates. So I feel like the sequence of the candidates would affect the hiring prince practices, but that's a question for another time. But there was some accusation of bribery on one of the candidates. The people voted down the first two and voted for the third one. And the Chsam Sofer says, "Bevade im yimtzu shnei edim ksheirim she'enu b'nei akhila v'lo mikrovim, lo mikrovim arav she'idu she'kiblu shochad." If there are two people who are believable in this case, who would say they accepted shochad, im kein pashut, dehakabala hahi shalidei oso aminui batla meikara. The very appointment of a rav is batel because it's based on shochad. Shari how you treat him lomar daitam l'shem shemayim, because they'd be expected to express their objective opinion for the right l'shem shemayim for who's the right rav, not based on who gave them money. So on the one hand, he's talking about shochad, but it's not clear to me that this is actually a din of shochad. We'll see this in a moment. That there's another issue of act. Right, it would seem like it's not, even though he does talk about being machzir. At the end of the piece, he talks about being machzir the money, which he's starting to use categories weighing the shochad, although presumably you have to return it even if you didn't technically violate the Isser shochad. So I think that's the precedent that the Chashuki Chem is trying to draw upon, but I guess I agree with Rabbi Blech. It seems unlikely that it's really an Isser shochad, and we'll have to mechalek. Number one, there's an obligation to act in the best interests of the tzivur, the shem shamayim, and there's also an Isser of the kichas shochad. Those are not the same thing. And so we'll see a couple of formulations and distinguish between them. The Aruch HaShulchan, it seems, has the strongest formulation of an actual Isser Shochan. He writes, V'lav davka dayan asr kala shochan, alafilu kol ha-memunim, v'kol ha-oskim b'tzarchei tzibur. Right, so even if he extends it, even if you're not memune, right, Rabbi Blech, to your point, you have no formal position, or maybe you have a position, you weren't a representative of the whole community, you have a job where you're osik b'tzarchei tzibur, af she'in dineim din Torah, v'asturin lahatos de'inyin, b'shvil av osin av akolshkin ayideh l'kicha shochad. It sounds like you could try to downplay this Aruch HaShulchan, but it sounds like he would, and this is in Hilchos Shochad, it sounds like he's saying there is an actual Isser Shochad for any person acting on behalf of the community, even without a formal appointment, as long as they're Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, if they're acting not L'Shem Shemayim, they actually qualify as an Isser Shochad. There are a couple of other formulations, like Hagos Maimonios, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a couple of places, which we'll look at in a moment, where it sounds like there's no Isser Shochad, it's just you have a chiyuv to act l'shem shemayim, which you might call that a fiduciary responsibility or something like that, which is not quite an isser shochad. It's a chiyuv to act l'shem shemayim. We'll see those inside in a second. Yeah.
So it could be he's not talking about an isser shochad. He's talking about an isser lahatos as an Indian, right?
It could be. It's honest.
Like if you take is this l'kicha shochad even if you're not matas adin?
Right, right.
Like in the Aruch HaShulchan case where there's no minoy, etc.
He doesn't spell out what he would say, right. Right, it's on a simon about shochad. So it wasn't 100% clear. I was mate in my reading towards seeing it as an actual Isser Shochad as opposed to the Chsam Sofer and some of the other Makoros. You could argue otherwise, but the location and the beginning of the formulation indicate that he really sees it as an Isser Shochad. Right, again, to see the alternative position, which many people conflate, not only the Chashuki Chem, and also this article by Rav Avram Tzvi Sheinfeld, the Sina Shochad Vatsiver, he also conflates these. That you need to make a distinction between being over on the Isser Shochad and just the obligation to act in the interest of the tzibur, which if you don't do is a bad thing, but not nisr shochad per se. So in terms of the obligation to act l'shem shemayim, the Agos Maimonios, as well as some others, says... so we'll get to... So in theory, at least, that may be a nafkamina, whether we trust someone to actually say that. But yeah, in theory, that may be a nafkamina. We'll see parallel phenomena in cases where there's an isser, a lahatos, but not an isser shochad, possibly. Or only an isser shochad in a scenario of lahatos. That we'll see in spades. So the Agos Maimonios says... in a scenario where there's a fight among the tzibur, they're not sure what to do, so they have a vote, and they have to be kabbalah lam bracha, shekol echad yomar data l'shem shemayim, l'tachana se'ir. Everyone has to act l'shem shemayim for the good of the community, of yelchu achar rov, o livror rashim, when they appoint people, or either they follow the rov, or they appoint representatives, right? This is, an important foundational constitutional statement, and it's adopted by the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Gimel, and really we saw a formulation of this already in Simon Beis, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch as well. L'fichach brurim elu im asu v'rosh etzarach shah lanosh guf liknos mamon l'tikun hamedina l'tzarach shah kedin asu. Right, an example of makom shalom nadin. There's an obligation to do that l'shem shemayim, and right b'chol masim yu l'shem shemayim, as the Shulchan Aruch spells out. It seems to be the same point. They're acting on behalf of the tzibur. Whether you're a member of the tzibur voting or a representative of the tzibur acting, you have an obligation to act l'shem shemayim. That's not because there's an isser shochad, per se. That's just an expectation of what a good public servant does, the fiduciary responsibility. So it's important not to conflate those two things. And it would seem like, even though there are some strong formulations, like the Aruch HaShulchan, a straightforward reading of the Pupula Charifta really limits it to court cases, regardless of what the mode of adjudication is, right? Even if they're doing pshara, let's say, or even if they're doing makom shel shalom nadin, it's still considered din enough to have an isser shochad. Whereas most people would say there's just an obligation to act l'shem shemayim, and I guess the on the opposite extreme, in a sense, we have the churas shai. I have it here in a photocopy, the whole tshuva, which we're not going to read inside. It's Makor number 22. The Churas Shai, though, says that there's a nice formulation that I'm probably not going to find right now. But he says, he says that in a case, basically, it's a case where there's some business where there's an obligation to take from a certain party and not to buy from a certain person and not someone else. Right, I guess the second paragraph in Mutter Litain Shochad Lahasar. You're gonna try to bribe him to save you from like this financial obligation, right? Some institutions were gonna be closed down. You wanted to get out of that. You wanted your business to stay open, so you're gonna bribe the person. So there's a whole discussion about it, and he says, is there shochad by akum or not? And he discusses that. We'll get to all of that. But at the end, he says, since this isn't really din. This is administration. This is, he's not, there's no court case here. The last paragraph. Ach kol zeh, im adas nitna litol achiris ulahaniach achiris beratzun sar ha'ir, below noam v'umdina. Right, below tam, should have made bigger print. If he's doing it with no basis, then there's a het there. But if he has avalim hutal al shofet amakom la'ayin v'lemod l'mi roi yosir l'haniach l'mi roi yosir l'salik, if it's up to him if it's his job to determine which businesses deserve to stay open and which deserve to shut down, azay asur litein shochad, that's asur. Why? Because the basis of his heter here is on shuda d'daini, in the sense that getting back to that point we saw before, since there's no real basis for the decision in a scenario where there is none, it's really up to him. So shuda d'daini, shuchta d'daini, pay him off. And it doesn't really matter. What comes out of this is somewhat of a middle position, you might say, that as long as there are no standards, you don't need to only act with Shem Shemayim. Again, this is a non-Jewish person, but he's not explicitly mechalik. As long as there's no standards for how to decide your administrative cases, your business dealings, so shochad would be fine. If there are formal standards that he's violating, then you get into issues of, in this case, Dino de Machusa, or you know, the Isser and the need to act L'shem Shemayim. But we see, at least in some cases, where there are no standards to act one way or another, that it's mutter, it sounds like it's mutter to take Shochad, even though it's Usser in general for a Dayan Akum to take Shochad. This case is different, because it's not real Dayanus. There's no judgment necessary. It's sort of just, he's just administering his area of business, so he's allowed to take Shochad.
It mirrors the formulation of that Shukei Chemed, because he was saying, if the Gabbai is trying to, like, discern who's right for an Aliyah, then it's going to be Usser.
You're trying to squeeze it into Din. You're trying to make it relevant to Din somehow.
Well, that's similar to the thing over here, right? Because the Shukei Chemed, Shochad is only with the Rishita Daini on the Rabbeinu Tam interpretation that it's arbitrary.
Right.
The Rashi interpretation that you're trying to evaluate who's right about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's that for now. And we're going to move on to discuss the question of Gentile courts. Right? Isser Shochad b'dayanim dayani akum. Now this discussion... there aren't many early Makoros, explicit early Makoros, so this discussion largely centers on the Ramban and trying to understand the Ramban and those who argue on the Ramban on Chumash, only a few weeks ago. So very, very relevant on the question of Shimon and Levi. This is a well-known Ramban. How could it be? The Ramban asks, Rabim Yishalo Eich Asdu B'nei Yaakov HaTzadikim HaMaisa Zeh L'Shpoch Dam Naki. How could they just kill Shechem? Isn't that just murder? The Rav Heshev is Sefer Shoftim. The Rambam says that they're mitzuvim al dinim, v'ulahoshiv dan b'chol plach u'plach, lo'adim eshesh mitzvah shalahem, right, they have dinim and they didn't fulfill it, and that's why they got killed for violating the mitzvah of dinim. But he says, v'al da'ati, ha'dayanim shemanu l'vnei noach, ha'dinim shemanu l'vnei noach, b'shem mitzvah shalahem, einam lo'hoshiv dan b'chol plach u'plach levad, the mitzvah of dinim, the Shem Mitzvah Noach, the Mitzvah of Dinim, is not just to set up Dayanim, but Tziva Osam B'dine Gneva Ona Oshek Schar Sachir Shomrim Ones Mefate Avos Nizikin Chovel Malve Love Mekach Memkar. All these various Dinim of basically Choshen Mishpat and some not Kenyan Hadinim Shem Savu Yisrael. They have basic ethical obligations in the financial area that all falls under Dinim. And now, not on this list, but on the following paragraph, he says, Yerushalmi Amru B'dinim Shel Noach. Hita dino neharag, lakach shochad neharag. He says that there in the Yerushalmi, which we have not been able to find, but apparently the Ramban had such a Yerushalmi or a text from Eretz Yisrael in some form, that dinim shel noach, that in one of the, that Shem Etzir Noach include the following. Hita dino neharag, lakach shochad neharag. Again, that double formulation, both an Isser of Hataya and an Isser of Shochad, and presumably it's under the same rubric of dinim. He doesn't spell that out explicitly, but that's the context here. That they have those two Isurim. The Minchas Chinuch takes this a step further, I think following the logic of the Ramban, that there's also an Isur not to hear, Tainas not Bifnei Bali Dinim, there's an Isur to be Mirachem on a Baldin because he's an Ani, an Isur to be, and Isur to be Mata the Din, that's our case. All of these Dinim apply to Achim, just like they apply to Yisrael, it sounds like, based on this Ramban. And again, we don't have the Yerushalmi to evaluate, to read it, you know, see if there's another way of reading it or something like that. But this is the Ramban Shita, and he's widely quoted. Now there are two other Rishonim who I guess you could say are competition for the Ramban, who are quoted possibly as arguing on him. First is the Rambam that the Ramban himself just quoted. The Rambam formulates the mitzvah of dinim in Malachim Tes Yudalid, Chayev Nehoshet Dayanim, etc. And that's why Shechem got Hariga, because they didn't set up Dayanim properly. Nothing about taking shochad. Nothing about being mateh the din. Doesn't sound like there's any such prohibition. So some mafarshim say, oh, the Rambam doesn't have such an isser for akum. But there are other ways of understanding that the Rambam would also be included. For example, the Chemdas Yisrael, he says, he quotes the Ramban, quoting the Yerushalmi, right, hita dino naragalav, lakach shochad naragalav. And then the Rambam, lo nisbar klal dinim elu, he doesn't mention any of these additional categories that the Ramban mentions, v'ina behita dino, nire pashut demo de harambam de nerag. Still, it has to be the Rambam holds hita dino nerag. Why? De lo garam, ilo dano klal. Shenerag al minias adin. The whole point of the Rambam was that Shechem didn't properly adjudicate, they didn't have batei dinim set up, and that's why they're chayev nisa for violating that. So, if you have batei din, but they are mata the din, they judge unfairly, That would get you out of this prohibition? Presumably not. Presumably the Rambam would agree with Hatayas Adin. But there's no reason. Hayyeh Neragalav Zet Tzarchin Gadol B'das HaRambam, a big Tzarchin, there's no reason, it sounds like he has no reason to say that that Lakach Shochad is Nerag. There's no basis for such a reading, even though he doesn't want him to argue in the Ramban necessarily, but he says Tzarchin Gadol. However, the Chassam Sofer, in a tshuva that we're going to see in greater detail momentarily for his some of his exceptions, but at least the Ikar HaDavar explains how the Rambam, in his opinion, does not argue with the Ramban. Despite the fact, recall, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is whether dinim means an obligation to set up batei din, according to the Rambam. The Ramban says it's all these extra categories, but Chassam Sofer says, Va'an va'omar, plugtas Rambam, mehelos melachin Ramban, kach hukach, dilkuli alma, leis din v'leis dayana. It's another pun. The kol zayin mitzvah shemanu chachamim, livnei noach, ben noach neragalav, v'heim manu gezel v'dinim, and all these, right? You get me. So, v'al kol echad mishnehem ben noach neragalav, v'kuli alma nami v'dinim d'bnei noach mitzuvin al dinei mamanos, k'gono noah v'kovish tchar sachir v'hadom elezeh. He says, big chiddush, regardless of what you would have thought in the Rambam, actually, everyone agrees that these various dinei mamanos issues apply to Akum. What's the difference then? Finally, he has a question as to whether it exactly follows the laws of the Torah, whether it's their own dinim. But what he points out is he thinks really the question is whether where you categorize. If zelo nichnas klal bebuktasam Rambam veRamban umnam behapligi the Rambam spirele the kol elu nichlulu b'mashmaus mitzvahs gezel the hakavana gezel chov izrayu the Rambam incorporates all of these mamonos dinim into gezel. So, you know, ona'a is just another form of gezel within zayin mitzvah dinah. And then dinim is nishar mitzvah dinim lehoshiv dayanim. That's the narrower understanding of dinim, but he just, whatever the Ramban's mechadesh within dinim, the Rambam is mechadesh as extensions of gezel. Right, omnam Ramban svirle, gezel kemashmo, aval dinim, kol shari dinim, kulam, schar sachir v'chadom. So the question isn't what's included. Everyone agrees that all of these categories are included. The question is whether to categorize them as dinim or as gezel. And jumping to the last line of the quote here, nimtz delays din v'leis dayan lahatir lasis shochad la'armai lahatos lo mishpat. It's definitely usur to give shochad to be mate mishpat. Now the formulation here is limited that it's only usur to be mate mishpat. Although many were medayek in the Ramban, and if you think the Rambam agrees, you presumably make the same diuk that there's both an isur lahatos and an isur to take shochad. It sounds like the isur to take shochad is even if you're not mata, but we'll see people argue on that.
But conceptually, that he's grounding this in the isur gezel, right? Because the whole point is that bingaf or bingaf, it's usur. The question is whether you pack everything into gezel or you think there's a separate isurim. The chora shochad can only be gezel of his actual hatayas mishpat.
I don't think he's saying hatayas mishpat is gezel. He's saying the cases that they're judging are not distinct from gezel.
You'll know a kosher sacher, the whole thing. It only has to judge gezel. That's called judging gezel. Right. 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 Right.
I talked about Falcon saying before, but that even the Rambam will agree, there's no machlokas what has to be done. It's not the Rambam just has to be done, and there's a machlokas and shutzim, that's not part of the Rambam. It's not part of the time. It's part of the time, because that's probably done a gezel. And Mela, this is in the Alpha Chiyab Dinim, then they have to.
I thought his argument is just to show that everyone holds Gezel and Mathanim for us. The conclusion of the argument is based off the premise that everybody holds that these things are packed into Gezel, Melech,
Gezel. And therefore, the Chiyuv Dinim, that's what I'm saying, the Rambam agrees to pack into Gezel, and therefore the Chiyuv Dinim is to judge Gezel.
The Rambam is the answer for the Hakim to take Shreifa Shloi Aminas L'Hakim.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to see that in great detail.
Right.
The Rambam certainly not the
problem. There's no reason to submit it.
We're gonna discuss that. Yeah, for the Rambam, right? That's what he says. Even though, right, if you're gonna read the Ramban, the straightforward reading of the Ramban's Yerushalmi is there's two separate Isurim. Presumably, it's not only Usur to take Shochad if you're also being Matadin. There's two separate Isurim. Isur the Kikach Shochad if you're not Matadin. That's what it sounds like, but it's more complex than that. Interesting. You're over even if you don't end up doing it. Okay. So that's right. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Just before we do, there's another Rishon that arguably disagrees with the Ramban and this important principle that there's an Isser Shochan, Isser Tayas Din for Akum, namely Rashi. Rashi on Chumash. A lot of play from Rishonim on Chumash here. Again, because there aren't so many early Mekoros that discuss this explicitly that we have. But Rashi says, Lo Ucha Levadi Se'eses Chem, a lengthy Rashi about several things about the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, but towards the end, V'chein Amar Shlomo, Ki Miyuchal Lishbor Es Amcha Kaved Azeh, it's difficult to judge various people, Efshar Mishi Yichtov Bo, V'yechem Kol Adam, or Miyuchal Lishbo, what, he has trouble judging, he was the smartest of all people, El Kach Amar Shlomo, Ein Dayane Umazo, Ki Dayane Sharha Umos, what is Lilim, She'im Dan V'horeg Umake V'chonik Umates Dina V'gozel, Ein Mekach Klum, Ani Im Chiyavti Mamon, Shalo Kedin, Nefashos, right? In general, Dayane Umos Ha'olam, you do something wrong, you even kill someone incorrectly, no big deal. Whereas if I even judge Mamonos incorrectly, I'm gonna get Nefashos consequences. That may be a Guzma, that doesn't seem to be true in Halacha, that if a Dayan judges incorrectly Mamonos, they get Nefashos implications, but fine, that's Guzma. But the Reisha sounds like there's no, at least one might read that as saying there's no Isser of Hatayas Din or Lekicha Shochad by Akum, because you do everything wrong, there's no consequences. So how could there be an Isser? So this is discussed in several Achronim, just a couple of ways to resolve the stira such that the Rashi agrees to the Ramban, which seems to be what people are interested in doing, minimizing the machlokas on this. The Shul Shol Meshiv writes, the Hare Rashi Kasav, Al-Pazizel Uchalavadi, Zalashono Sham Endani Yisrael, Kedani Uma She'im Dan V'Hori Gumat V'Dinei Mekach Klum, Bustos Yerushalmi Allah is against the Yerushalmi the Ramban quoted. Vigam Tamal Chavos Yair, find other people who say there's no Isser Shochad, we'll see them soon. Lufinias Daiti, the Kushi Rishon Alo Kashya. Why? And he gives a lumnus, he ends up saying, Shabnei Noach Eno Chayev Rach Bishvil Yishav Ha'olam, Avalo Bedini Shemaim. The point isn't that they don't have an Isser of Lekicha Shochad Natayas, then those are definitely Usser, just they're not going to get punished in this worldly court. The only Chiyav, they'll get punished. They're only chayiv in this world, right? So they may get in trouble with their supervisor or with the people, but they don't have a punishment in Dinei Shemayim. But still, there is an absolute, assuming that Rashi's not arguing on this Yerushalmi quoted by the Ramban, there's still going to be an Isser of Lekicha Shochad and an Isser of Hatayas Adin. Just the consequences will be B'dinei Adam, not B'dinei Shemayim. So that's one resolution. The Chemdas Yisrael is another resolution. The Kulei Alma Lo Tzarech B'nei Noach Al Shiyasu Nimusim Ladun. B'nei Noach, the whole point of judgment is to organize society, to minimize crime. There's no real MS that you're aiming at. Avol Tzarech Shiyah Al Pi Dinei Torah Davka V'imkin Yeshlomer Dizek Kavanas Rashi. So that's his chiluk. I can read the whole thing. That if you're a Jewish judge, if you're Shlomo Melech or Not a Dayan in the traditional sense. If you're a Dayan, you're expected to get to Din Torah. Otherwise, you're doing something wrong. Whereas for Akum, the goal is just to judge, to have some sort of laws to organize society. If you don't match Din Torah, that's Nishka Feralach. You don't have a problem. So that's another way of saying Rashi really agrees with the Ramban. There's an Isra Shochah, there's an Isra Taya, but not in exactly the same way. There's sort of lower standards in terms of how to judge. So that's the Rishonim that are brought up as disagreeing with the Ramban, and there's a way of neutralizing them and accepting the Ramban. There are other objections to the Ramban's point. Even if they don't quote the Ramban, the Tumim says that he raises a real challenge, a challenge to this idea that there's an Isser Shochad, Isser Lekicha Shochad by Akum. He quotes the Chavos Yair, which we'll see soon, and he says that we have a problem. First of all, he's going to argue on from Makoros, but he says, Va'olam Noagin Heter Mishanim Kadmonios Ve'ein Samalei. No one seems to have a problem with the long-standing Jewish custom of Shochad by Dayane Akum. So how is that? But Tzarech Lomar, the Spirit of the Kol HaTa'am Shel Shochad Shehuchad, as we saw in the Gemara, the Mikrei Daite Gabe, the whole point of Shochad is your bias towards that Baldin, Zeo B'Yisrael, the Krovim Masurim Ladun. That only applies in legal systems like Halacha, where relatives are not allowed to be judged, but B'nei Noach, Shekol HaKrovim Mutarim Ladun. There's no prohibition on Krovim to judge, he's claiming, and the Chakir of Yosher Mizeh. That's, you know, Shochad is just money. You know, blood is thicker than money, I guess, something like that, right? So that's much greater kirv das to your relatives. But the other shadasa av karv leben yosher mi other macher shnos no elef dinarim. We call makom av kasher leben b'no aben Noach. So there's af litein shochad v'hatzikat tzadik mutter the ma'ishnami krovim. If there's a heter for krovim to judge, there's definitely an heter to take shochad to be no worse than krovim. Now, noticeably, he doesn't say anything about it's mutter to be matad din because that doesn't follow. Just because you can judge your son doesn't mean you can be matad din. But he has this kal v'chomer that if it's mutter to judge your son, it should be mutter to take shochad. Now there's a couple. Sorry? Lahatzik etzadik, right? Not to be matad din, but to take, you can still take the money. There are a couple of ways we could argue on this. You might say you're machalik between relatives and shochad because, you know, you're not doing anything that you know might be seen as compromising the din if you're judging your relative. Whereas if you take shochad, that's an action that could compromise. You can machalik in that direction. Also, his makoros that saying a karov is kasher by dinei akum, that's actually his only makor seems to be by edim rather than by dayanim. So you might be machalik like that as well, even though he doesn't want to be machalik like that. But that's the direction of his argument. And people point out that goes against the Ramban, right? Because it sounds from the Ramban like there's an Isser, Kichas Shochad. So that's one way, another way of arguing with the Ramban. And also, I didn't put this on the sheet, but the Yad Ephraim quotes the Pnei Yoshua that maybe in general, Lifnei Iver, the whole point here, we're talking about Lekichas Shochad until this point. Obviously, Nesinas Shochad would be Lifnei Iver on the Lekichas Shochad. So, right, everything is totally on that. And we generally apply Lifnei Iver by Akum. So presumably, if you would say there's an Isser of Lekichas Shochad and Atayas Adin, so let's say Lekichas Shochad, so Nesinas Shochad would be Lifnei Iver on Lekichas Shochad in a very straightforward way. But this Pnei Yoshua argues that Lifnei Iver by Akum is only Aser Durabanan, because Amad by Modet Eretz, there's a Rav Ayater Goyim, there's a less of a violation for Akum is manazeh, and that's why the Lifnei Iver would be only derabanan. So that might lower the stakes here in several different ways. And so that's I guess the scope of the question of whether it's usher for Nesina Shochad by Akum is usher or not. And we're going to get into specific cases and applications in various tshuvos. Yeah.
Given the Tumim argument from Krovim Bivnei Noach, so why doesn't he also justify Shochad? Right? Why is he limited to Lahastik?
Well, there's no precedent that you can. Right? It doesn't say it's just because there's a heter arguably for your karov to judge you doesn't mean there's a heter for your karov to be matted in or even to agree to be matted in. Right? There's no precedent.
Lahastik litain shochad, right? Af litain shochad. So I could give shochad. Why shouldn't I be able to give Shochad even
to Zakos Zachayev? Because that's Lifnei Iver on taking Shochad.
And adjudicating a Karov wouldn't be a form of Lifnei Iver?
That's just the din. What do you mean? It's not, what's the Lifnei Iver?
They usually usher for a Karov to allow his relative to judge him.
It could very well be. Let's say the Karov knows that if his father judges him, he's going to be Mat to the din, then in Hachinami, maybe there is an Isser. I don't know. That could very well be what the Tumim thinks. He doesn't address that explicitly. Alright, so Bershus will now move to the next section, which is going to, some of these tshuvos, they get very exciting. This is like sort of the core question, the heterim v'nesinas shochad, not just the question of scope, but in various scenarios that we might argue that it's mutter, in fact, to give shochad. Now, yeah.
At the end of the day, so no one says a goyim can't be matzah mishpah, right?
No one has asserted that, yeah.
Right.
That would seem to go against the mitzvah of dinim, if nothing else.
Right. So the Isser Shochad should apply, at least the Isser Sina should appear to give Shochad to a non-Jew. should at least be with neighbor. Whether so, the real question.
If you're giving shochad for him to be matad in, that would presumably be with neighbor on a tayis.
The real question is just this question of shochad, where lozak is lozak.
That's the core question we're going to talk about, and we'll see that in these tshuvos. I wonder if there may be another scenario where, and it depends what you mean by lahatos din, right? Because it's a little tricky. Let's say you happen to know something the dayan can't know or won't believe, and you're trying to get him to do the right thing. We'll see as far as in this direction. You're trying to get him to do the right thing, even though you'll have to make him think that he's doing the wrong thing in order for him to do the right thing. So it's a bit more complex than that.
So that's the question. Well, okay. So the Ramban is so same. Right, so that's where we're left with. The Ramban is so same. From Rashi sounds like, Rashi a little bit sounds like a Matzah Mishpat, but that Ramban tries to say that it doesn't mean.
Yeah. It's hard to say that, yeah.
So then we're with Mr. Rashi. It's really just a question of what the Ramban means. So the Tumah is held against anybody?
Well, I think people point out the Tumah seems to be against the Ramban because it's likely that the Ramban means there's two separate Yisurim, because that's what it sounds like from his quote of the Yerushalmi. But yeah, you can make everyone agree if you have a limited Ramban and you have a, I guess, with some of the questions Idor was raising, a relatively expansive Tumim, right? You don't give in too much ground on that, they can end up saying the same thing in theory. Yeah. That, I mean, that's, you know, there's like a convergence of sorts. And even though sounds like there's different Shitos in the Rishonim, sounds like the Achronim Screed, if you make the Ramban only, really only saying an Isur to be Mate or to be take Shochot to be Mate, you end up with, you know, and then everyone runs with that Ramban, you end up with a fairly narrow assumption coming in.
What about the Radlovsky's question? What about a case where Kifi Chukehem, you'd be Chayiv, but Kifi Chukeh Yisrael, you'd be Zakai?
So there's, I guess there's a couple different questions there.
This is what their job is.
Right, so yeah, so we'll see some Jews will talk about this idea about whether the expectation is to work within the laws of the courts or not, and also whether Dina de Machusa may play a role, and that gets a bit more complex. But we'll see those sort of derech agav, but we're not going to focus on those points. Alright, so we saw already a couple of different svaras why one might say the only Isser is Atayas Hadin, or taking Shochat to be Mat Hadin, but not an Isser Shochat itself. Some of which were, let's see the Rambam, if you follow the Rambam, that there's only an Isser. There's only a chiyuv of dinim, but no additional chiyuv. So that the chiyuv of dinim would presumably entail an iser of atayas hadin, at least as a result. If you follow the tumim, that was a svara to limit the iser to only be right based on the kal v'chomer sorts from karov, that the only iser would be to be mat of the din. And we're going to see now another svara. This one will not have to do with Akum per se, but another svara to limit the Isser of Shochad just to Lahatos. This will come from the Chabos Yair, which is the sort of the first, at least the first or most quoted tshuva about these questions. And interestingly, we're going to see he talks a fair amount about we're going to get to it in a couple of minutes, but he talks a lot about Dine Yisrael, not only about Dine Akum, even though he's generally quoted only for Dine Akum. So it'll be interesting to think about the implications of his Shita. But we'll start with one selection from the Tshuva source number 36 here. We'll see the rest of the Tshuva at length soon. This is sort of an important principle that underlies, again, a chiluk between Hataya and Shochad. V'nirli b'zeh, ki ein nesina shochad itzer misad hanesina atzma, k'mo ribis, rach mitzad hatayas mishpat shegorem, lachin amr losikach shochad. He's making an important point. He's not talking about the lekicha. Isser lekicha, there's an isser lekicha shochad per se, even not lahatos. But what about nesina shochad? Right, there's no pasuk that says lo sitein shochad. The pasuk says lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So maybe that iser lo lifnei iver is only mitzad hatayas mishpat. Pirshu razal kachas rashi afilu lishpot tzedek diilu lishpot avel k'farnemer lo sate mishpat. In terms of the lekicha shochad, it's already usher to be matadin. So there's an additional iser to take shochad even not to be matadin. Atkik sheisi dum la'om lishpot avel v'lavar mishas lekicha. Fine, you might have another svar in terms of the timing. Putting that aside. Right, shochad blind. So even if you're taking the shochad to judge fairly, it'll still blind you. It sounds like that's what he's saying. We're not saying there's an isser to take shochad with intent to be ma'aves as a dinrak. Subconsciously, by taking the shochad, you'll move in the direction of being mezakav. Yavru enav liros emes. You won't be able to see the truth. Efter she'ein chet im noshe b'chaver oman, nevetanu masayim, if you, or you owe your friend 100, he claims you owe him 200. So he's lying. So maybe in that case there's no problem. She'anitba im yodeh ha'emes, aviyarim e'ivos hadin im noseit shochat the dayan, he's just going to claim the truth in Bezdin. He's going to give a shochat to the dayan, so the dayan doesn't accept these lies of the other baldin. Ki libo yodea she'adin imo. You know that it's the truth. So you know you're not being ma'aves mishpat. You're trying to give the dayan money to do the right thing, even if the dayan himself doesn't realize that. She'legabe mekabel ha'shochat shelo yada ha'din imi nasar. It's usher for, in hachinami, it's usher for the dayan to take that shochat. Vade b'chol inyan. But maybe it's mutter for you to give him the shochat to do the right thing. So this is what I was talking about with Rabbi Blasky, that it's you're giving, the dayan is taking the money to do the wrong thing, but you're giving the money to do the right thing, and there's a heter there because the whole iser nisina shochad is only lahatos, and there's a certain assumption that the lifnei iver isn't right. Even though the dayan's doing the wrong thing, we somehow that's not a problem because be'emet it's the right thing. Velulei she'asra Torah mitzav she'al yedei zeh yetzei mishpat avel ve'ofen she'makabel over belav deshochad. If not for the fact that there's an iser, because you'll end up with unjust decisions, because the makabel will be and or such that the makabel is over on shochad. V'lachein gam anos no over shemach shel chavero v'lavzu shel kabbalah shochad. Now it sounds like he's saying there's still, you know, there's no real iser to give. There's only this lifnei iver that he's over on the lav of taking shochad. Haya b'mishpatim she'ein b'hem gezel yadua letoveya v'nitba rak tluyim b'din Torah. So it sounds what he's saying here is, as long as you get the result in the right place, there's no iser. There wouldn't be an iser, right? And, right. So then we're going to see he goes on and he's mechalik between din Yisrael and din Akum. But it's not exactly clear to me what the iser is by Yisrael. I mean, because if it's lifnei iver to be matad din, but he's for sure he's not allowed to take it.
Because from his perspective,
it's to be matad din. And what if he takes it not intending to be matad din? So in Achinami, it may lead him to be matad din, right? That's why it's usher even. But he's not taking it. He's still being over on the iser of shochad. Why? Because we're worried that it'll lead him to be matad din. He's not intending to be matad din. But because it might lead him to do that, there's a lifnei iver on you giving it to him.
Right.
So he's, and later on in the tshuva he talks about making sure to get things to correlate with the din Torah. So it wasn't clear to me if that was part of the point here. Meaning, is it usher lifnei iver because it won't end up being the din Torah, or just for the very act of taking it, even if it's directed to something that's good? In any event, that we'll get to that later. At least what's worthwhile bringing in here is a chiluk between Hataya and Shochad, not Akum versus Yisrael, but even for Yisrael at some level, even though there may be a complication, at least for some of the way he's willing to make this chiluk. So just another place where we find such a chiluk. Yeah. Right. I wasn't fully clear how to read it. I think there may be a couple different ways of reading it, but we'll get back to the Chavos Yair soon. But it was worth noting that the chiluk between Hataya and Lekichas between Shochad and Hataya is not just an Akum versus Yisrael chiluk. At least the Chavos Yair applies it to some degree as Nesina versus Lekicha. All right. So we'll look at a couple different shuvos with different scenarios where there's a heter of Nesinas Shochad. The first one will be the Chsam Sofer. It was a bit later in the Chavos Yair, but I think gives a more straightforward formulation. It's probably better to start with. And just recall, the Chsam Sofer spent the beginning of the Tshuva explaining why, even according to the Rambam, there's an Isser, right, Nimtza, Deleis Dim Leis Dain, Lahat Yer Lasei Shochad Armai, Lahatos Lo Mishpat. There's an Isser of Nesinas Shochad Le Armai, Lahatos Mishpat. Milvad avla da nosein atzmo shirotze lasos avel im shekinegda. Umizel laskinu. With the exception of the case of avla, of where the person is trying to undermine you, is doing something wrong, That's not the standard case. That's not the case we're talking about, but he'll come back and talk about it. If you're causing the dayan to be ma'aves, the din, that's usher, and that was his case. But if you jump to the next paragraph, and we're right, the underlined part towards the middle of Makor 37, right, let's listen carefully to the scenario. The Yisrael knows she'adinimo. He knows that he's right. The od lifamim, the rov pamim, most or much of the time, shekenegdo moda, the other fellow actually agrees that he owes the money, let's say. V'yadua umavura shechayev lo, el shemechusar guvayna, somehow you can't collect it for whatever reason. V'kashal hotzi chova miyana love, hard to get the money out of his hands. So that's the other baldin, right? So the other baldin, let's say he's an akum in this case, you're in a bezdin akum, you're a Jewish, the other baldin is an akum, you know you're right, he knows you're right. He just has, it's hard to be motzi the moment from him. The dayan, meanwhile, is lazy. He's not terribly interested in being motzi the mamon from the other baldin. He also knows that the Yisrael, that you're right, and he doesn't want to take money away from his co-religionist. In such a case, mutar litain shochad la'ashofet lastos mishpat tzedek. You're allowed to give shochad to the judge and say, look, I know the default you're gonna be biased towards the other person. I'm giving this money. Don't automatically make me win. Just judge mishpat tzedek. Let me buy the Ani Yisrael over a lifnei ivner. Definitely, it's not lifnei ivner because again, you're trying to get him to do the right thing. You're even telling he knows that he's trying to do the right thing. Adiraba mitzvah ka'avid. This nesina shochad is not only a heter of giving shochad. It's a mitzvah to give shochad. Delule shochad shelo haya shofei mati mishpato shel Yisrael. You're helping him, right? You're helping him keep his own Zayin Mitzvah. So it's the opposite of Lifnei Iver, right? You're helping the Iver get around the Mikshol, or something like that. And this is the case of Avla, where like everything's sort of biased against you. The other Baldin knows you're right. The Dayan knows you're right. I think that it sounds like there's four conditions, right? You know you're right. The other party knows you're right, even though he's sort of hedged on that. He says it's often the case. It's not clear if that's absolutely necessary. The Dayan basically also knows you're right, or at the very least isn't doing his due diligence, isn't making sure to judge fairly. And the last condition is that you pay him a ladan din tzedek, right? Ladan mishpat emes. Not to make you win automatically. It wasn't fully clear whether you need to tell him that you just wanted to judge din tzedek, or whether that's the implication somehow. It wasn't fully clear, but under those circumstances, the Chasam Sofer says that it's mutter, even a mitzvah, to give shochad in a scenario like this. He brings several rayas we're going to look at very quickly. If we look at that, it's a case of two shutfim where the expectation is they pay a bribe for some business dealing. The other fellow doesn't want to, you can pay the shochad for your half and keep it. That's one example. Case where this is in terms of whether we presume that one who is being yotzei leharig will save their life by akum, since we assume there's a good chance they'll accept the shochad, we assume that you're not necessarily dead. In neither of these cases is there an explicit justification of the shochad. It's sort of taken for granted, right? Of course, the expectation is with the shufim they'll pay the shochad, and if not, the other objecting to that, you can't do that and retain your share. Or with the with the people yotzei leharig, the assumption is you can just pay the shochad there. So how is that okay? Why are we matir shochad in those cases? Remember, the Ramban, and even the Rambam, according to some sofer, hold is usher to give shochad. So he explains, these are really similar scenarios, because it's impossible, says the Chasam Sofer, to ever be chayiv misa b'dinei akum, because their standards are different. They don't have two eidim, they don't have asra. It's a different standard, and they don't have a bezdin shel Yisrael mumchim shel kaf gimel. Since the punishment they're encouraging is not the proper din Torah, so by definition it's hatayas adin. They want to be matad din, so the shochad is by definition helping them not be matad din. That's the Chasam Sofer's argument. So in these cases, even though there's no explicit justification of the shochad, it's implicit and it's totally fine because of this exact svara. You're helping them not be matad din. And it's another case of avla, where everything's stacked against you. I'd say another way of explaining these cases is if you think that the Isser Shochet is only for really Bezdin per se, so this are business dealings or executing judgment. It's not for Dayanim per se. It doesn't say, well, at least the Gemaras, the Yossi Lehari, it's not talking about bribing Dayanim, so you could make that chiluk as well. Yeah.
Like, you're giving, like, what a
Chil Hashem
would be?
We'll talk about Chil Hashem at the end. Right. But,
yeah,
we'll talk about the end.
I was doing a mitzvah.
Yeah, there's actually, for those interested, historically, bribes were not always looked down upon. Some cases, historically, they were seen as sort of, that's the way you do business. So there's a book by Judge Noonan about this. Wife, I read it extensively, so I got the cliff notes from her. Weiter. Okay, so the going on in the Chasam Sofer, I think the next paragraph is going to have possibly some additional applications of a Heter Nesina Shochad that we should think about very carefully. So another case, Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, Sofer Bankam Shenagu, Hahu Yisrael Yahiv Shuchta, Umalgo Malchus Yisrael Hu. That's a case we're going to look at in a second where he's giving Shochad to a Jewish king. So let's look at that Gemara and figure out why that's okay for him to give Shochad. So, Gemara Msachim, my salka baby sachar ishkvar barkai. What's the situation there? Amri malka malchusa havu yasvi. The king and queen were sitting. Malka amar gadya yai. Malchusa amra imra yai. A question about whether sheep or goats are preferable. So amri man muchach kohen gadol. Let's ask the kohen gadol. He's the expert in goats and sheep. De kamasi karbanos kol yom. He always brings karbanos. Asa ihi as achvi biade I gadya yai yisak lismida. Amri malka ho velo havi le imsa de malchusa. Fine, he didn't give the most serious answer. She got upset. She wanted to cut off his right hand. He bribed them to cut off his left hand, which I guess he was a righty. Shama Malka, the king heard about this, and he cut off the other hand, so that backfired a little bit. And fine. So the question is, what was the heter to give Shochad in the first place, right? You had the king and queen. They decided, or I guess the queen, decided to cut off decided to cut off his right hand. Who is he to give Shochad? To be mata the din, to cut off the left hand. So the Chasam Sofer relates to this. He gives three justifications for it. We're going to have to figure out if they're codependent or independent. The Atu, he says, Mikohanim Gidon Shal Bayesheni Maisi Raya. So first of all, the Kohen Gadol and Bayesheni, for those of us learning Yuma, we know this very well, is not necessarily a big tzaddik, right? Yuma Daftes, Masha Amar Sham, the Kohanim Gadol and Bayesheni were not exactly the cream of the crop. So maybe no Raya at all. Maybe it's a Gemara about a Rasha who did something Aser. Number one. Number two, the Ode, the Hasam Lonis Chayev Bedin Sanhedrin. El HaMelech Mi Malchei Hurdus Pasak Alav Al Kain Bli Das Bedin. There's no Bezdin, it was the Melech. So is it so clear that a Melech can Paskin? And Ki Afilu Mishpatei HaMelech Lo HaYachayev Ki Anshe Hurdus Lo HaYilem Din Melech. Not only is he a melech, he's an illegitimate melech, because he's from Hurdus, so the din melech shouldn't apply, so there's no valid psak din to cut off the hand. Even if you think melech would work, there's no valid psak din. So that's a second reason. I'll pee divrei Torah Kedoshim. The od, a third reason why this is not a problem, kfar hergish ma'alasto, I guess the show, we don't have the shaila, the sakanas nefashos shiny. Sakanas nefashos is different. And she says, ya b'machas cherem, mechal alav shavas, cutting off your hand, or mechal shavas, is considered sakanas nefashos. And therefore, that's the third reason, it sounds like, why we would allow giving Shochad. So the question is, it's clear from the second makor, or the second answer, that, right, the first answer is just the Gemara is irrelevant, right, because he's a Kohen Gadol, and maybe what he did was wrong. The second answer, that he's not a valid melech, and there's no valid psak din, that's consistent with what the Chasam Sofer said until now. If there's no valid psak din, giving Shochad is helping the Dayan, or whoever, do the right thing. So that's consistent. But this third answer, if you think it's independent of the other ones, that's the kind of vashos shiny, sounds like there's an independent heter, right? And you might say it's not that there's no isser here, it's that we override the isser. Like there would be an isser of Nesina Shochad, but to save someone's life, as with many areas of Torah, sakanas nefashos shiny, that we allow Nesina Shochad to save a life. So I had a short chat with Rabbi Bleich about this a few weeks ago, and really the question is how to read this line. Are we talking about sakanas nefashos of a melech, right? This scenario, only if it's a melech making some sort of psak, then we say, okay, for sakanas nefashos, you can violate the din of a melech, or would we say, even if it's Dinei Yisrael, we say, even if it's a case, let's say a scenario where you are unjustifiably convicted of a crime, there's two Aiden, they made up a whole story that you killed someone. So in such a case, you're trying to save your life. Not only that, you're trying to save the Dayan from doing the wrong psak. Would there be a heter of Nesina Shochad, even B'dina Yisrael, Lahatzil Nafsho? And it's not clear exactly what the standards are here, right? Because the second answer had already been that Melech is different, and especially an illegitimate Melech. And then he says, Sakana Zavajo Shaini, is that only about Melech that we would apply that, or is that even more generally, by even Dina Yisrael, that you can undermine the process, Lahatzil Nefashos?
Yeah, I mean, that every case of Dina Nefashos, where you know that you're innocent, you'd have had to Nesina Shochad.
Is that what the Chassam Sofer is saying? That's the question. So Rabbi Bleich was fairly convinced that that's not, if I recall correctly, and he's only talking about Melech. Within a context of a Melech, you can get out of it.
Otherwise, it'd be every case would be Shochad Nasal Zakos Tazakai Dina Nefashos Yumatur.
Right, you might not even need, you can even make the argument, theoretically, that you don't even need this line of Sekhanos Bazar Shaini. You could just say what the Chassam Sofer said earlier, that you could use that point too, that you're trying to help the Dayan do the right thing. Now, of course, there's an Eser Shochad in those cases by Yisrael anyway. But if you're helping the Dayan do the right thing, maybe it's not so bad, right? So that also works in his favor. So I think it sounds radical. The question is, what's the, you know, if it's us, or what's the base of the Israel? We'll see, Rabbi Bleich has a Sfarah, we'll see on the last page, to explain why it might not be the case, and there are a couple other Sfarahs we could raise, but at least for now, let's put that out there. We'll see a similar Sfarah in the Chalkas Yaakov, but at least the possibility, radical possibility, as it may be, that Sekhanos Avraham Shaini would allow, at least in cases where you think you're right, would allow you to be no sane Shochad. So much for the Chassam Sofer. We'll move now to the Chavos Yair. Again, earlier Tshuva. 41.
Do you think we're Mavgir? Someone is already convicted of Chayav Misa as like someone who's in Sakhanas Nefashos.
So then you have, you're right, so I don't want to focus on that too much, even though it's a provocative idea, but you can be Mechalik, you might be Mechalik between before and after a Psak Din. Maybe after a Psak Din, even if it's an incorrect one, at some level, the person has a chiyuv misa, but then would you say before the psak din? If you know you're right, that sfar wouldn't apply. Would you say it then? You still aren't solving the problem fully with that point. And I'm also not sure that's true. Meaning, maybe a psak din that's incorrect is not legitimate in a sense. You'd have to explain. But would the shluchei bezdin be doing something wrong if they kill you? You'd have to really look into that. So even if they're right, so this, I saved this for Makor number 51, the last Makor, but we also discussed this. But it's a diuk from the Yad Ramah, but also Rabbi Bleich mentioned to Rav Elchanan that I was unable to find, that if you have a chiyuv misa against you, let's say a legitimate chiyuv misa against you, it doesn't make sense to say that you have that you'd say hatzalas nefashos. But there's no basis, you can't justify saving your life if you don't have a life, you know, if you sort of forfeited your right to life in a sense, and you have a justified chiyuv misa against you.
For the
right.
If they're about to
execute you. Right. Right. To say, yeah. You're allowed to. Uh-huh. Well, he says you're allowed to do that?
Yes, as a fashion. He's one of the Machayev Dei, remember that word, that's what we're
famous about. Oh,
wow. What is that? I remember Rangers asking the Turks that it should pass the key of Nisa for Isaiah, because it did, yeah, they didn't give it for Israel. The agent should be pleased. It
may not crack it up there. It may not crack it up there.
Yeah. So that's a little bizarre.
Right.
But what about the himself?
Right. So this is, you mentioned the Rav Elchanan that there's.
Hobbes says that even if the sovereign has the right to punish, the citizen has the right
to resist.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
There's no escape.
Well,
not like Plato.
So the, yeah.
I have a question on the farm.
It's actually the article in which I found the Adrama that makes the Diuk makes the same point, also quoted Hobbes in the footnotes. So I think this is part of the raid on the Sugya at this point.
The editor of the Adrama.
No, the article that quoted the Adrama also is Shai Vosner, for those who know the fellow. All right. No, I think he's a cousin of the more famous Vosners. All right. Okay, so the Chavos Yair. Let's try to figure out the sheet of the Chavos Yair. I'm not going to work through the whole thing. It's a fairly long tshuva, although there's a very interesting backstory. It involves his Gitz, the Hamanoach, the past Reb Itzik Av Bezdin, and his interactions with a certain duke. What was the duke's name? The duke was named Carl what?
Ferdinand.
Yes, Carl Ferdinand. Right, it's in there, right? Carl Ludwig. Yes, Carl Ludwig. all right, so there's an important backstory. And basically, Carl Ludwig goes to his brother-in-law and says, why are all the Jews paying shochad? It's not good. Not only is it bad in itself, but it's leading other people to give shochad. It's corrupting society. It's really a horrible thing. And he responds, this Reb Itzik responds, he says, first of all, I totally agree with you. Shochad is a horrible thing. Our Torah prohibits it. Even if the Torah didn't prohibit it, it's unethical and it's wrong. However, there are three reasons why people do it. I bolded the Nira, Shanis, and Shlishis. The first reason is that a Jew goes to Bezdin with an Akum, and he knows, and he's up against another non-Jew, he knows that the Dayan is going to favor the other non-Jew. So he called Malcolm a no saint, Shaliba Yodea, Maras Nafshusha, Din Imo, Patmini Shemayim, If you know you're right, and you're just trying to counteract the bias of the judge towards his co-religionist, there's no iser, because you're just trying to get him to say the emes. This is the svara that the Chassam Sofer ran with. That's first of all. Second of all, you know that the other person, or you know possibly the other person, is the other Baal Din is going to be giving shochat to the Dayan. So you're not trying to bias the Dayan against you, you're just trying to counteract the shochat of the other party. That's the second reason. And third of all, he's sort of emphasizing, you're giving this shochad not to do the wrong thing. You actually give it in order to do the MS. So it's a little bit repetitive of the previous reasons. Really, all three of these reasons are essentially saying the same thing, that you're trying to help the judge be done din MS, despite all these countervailing biases and concerns. And that's why it's really not so bad. So that's the basic argument of Reb Itzik to the Duke. And then he asked him, what about Shochah B'Shnei B'nei Yisrael? What about two Jews?
No, that's why he only says in the Hilfkin, right?
That's the second svara.
No, but even the third svara is that Hilfkin is still also to give Lishbon
Emes. Yeah, the whole point here is just Lishbon Emes.
No, but even that should still be us.
Right, so it could be the third, as I said, the third svara may be repeating the second one. I don't know why they're separated, but again, this is a kashya on Reb Itzik. It's not a kashya on the Chavos Yair. This is
like
the... That's what it sounds like here, right? And this is not going to be the final position. This is at least the starting point. That it sounds like there's an isser. Yeah, it sounds like there's an isser. Period. If not for the fact that you're helping him do the right thing, but
or
right. But then what about a case of Shnei B'nei Yisrael who presumably go before an Akum judge? And he says, well, you still have the second svara of counteracting the other one's bribe. So that's the Gis's svara to Duke Carl Ludwig. And then the Chavos Yair comes in, right, builds on this svara. So starts with the paragraph Rak Basher. So Rak Basher Tomar Lanu Ma'ata Miyashev B'Din Torah. What about a Din Torah? Right, all this was Dinei Akum, whether it's two Jewish litigants or other litigants. What would you say about a Din Torah? Lachin Agid Lach Rashim Bichsava Ms. Senir Lefinis Daiti Kiluch Ora Yesh Litmoa Lama Lo Sira Torah Gam Lo Sitein Shochad, which is your Gavei Ribis Lo Sishoch Lo Sashich. Why isn't the Torah, just like by Ribbis, why doesn't the Torah have a separate Isser of Lo Sitein Shochad? And early Bezeh, And his principle, it sounds like this is the Iker point, that the Isser of Nesina Shochad is primarily or only just to lead to Hatayas Mishpat. Right, that's certainly what it sounds like. And jumping to the end of the paragraph, She'inach Shach She'yavis HaMishpat B'mezid Rach Al Yideh Shochad Yikariv Dato L'Schoso Zakoso V'yavru Einav Liros HaEmes. This subconscious blinding of the judge. And then he says, the paragraph we read before, which we said is not exactly clear what his conclusions were. Was he really saying that Isser Nesina is only Lahatos B'Emes? Or even if, is there even an Isser if you know it's not going to be Mata, but the Dayan thinks he's going to be Mata? It wasn't fully clear how to read that. But his conclusion is, at least his explicit conclusion, is Lachain B'Shochad L'Shoftehem Ein Bochshash D'Lifnei Iver Im Hu Midine Mamonos Shalom Nisbar L'Balei Davar Atzman Shechavero Osa Avel Rak Kol Echad Sover She'adinimo V'Gam HaShofei Dato Lishbo Tzedek V'Gam Nosein HaShochad Eino Masna Sh'ni Ezakehu Rak She'chapei Z'chuso Yosem Divrei Ta'anaso Elibo Gam Ein B'Zeh Gezel Yadua Chemelan Gezel HaGoy Aser. So he says, by Shochad the Dine Akum, his standards are actually very much lower than what we saw with the Chassam Sofer. Right? He says there's no issue of Lifnei Iver. Why? It sounds like because we don't really care. He'll spell it out. So his standards are at least in Dine Mamonos, if it's not clear who's right. Meaning each one thinks they're right, but it's not like it's obvious that I'm right. The other person is trying to pull the wool over the eyes. It seems like each one has a reasonable svara. Kol achad sover shadinimo, and the judge is trying to judge fairly. And you give shochad al menas that he judges fairly, but also is mechapes schuso yasim divrei tanas olibo. There's no gezel yadua. There's no clear gezel. So it sounds like he's saying that there's. He's going to go on for a bit. We'll see, but. It sounds like his standards are much lower, right? Meaning, even if it's not right, the Chassam Sofer said only a case of Ava, where there's some overwhelming, problem. See, even if there's no problem per se, you think you're right. As far as you're giving him the money, you're not saying make me win. You're saying, pay extra attention to my claims. That's still okay. So that's a much lower standard than we saw in the Chassam Sofer.
Are we worried not just that the judge won't judge fairly or with an open mind, but that you won't get the true judgment, meaning this subconscious shochad still applies, the subconscious hataya still applies, even if you don't explicitly tell him to be mate? Then he answers, Lazos Ashiv, and we want to get the din right, Ki lu yehi kein b'mishpate Hashem. In Achinami, by Din Torah, that's true. Ki chayon sein imakam kadosh chutzvu, ein abnuim klal, shikol adas adam, kinoda, af ki kaimlan tchilu v'pshiyev, sofu onis machmas ha-pshiyah chayev, v'dinei adam, v'nido mine klapei shmai, mikol makom, ein rai l'mishpatim abnuim al das nota, v'seichel anoshi, v'tikon ha-yishav ha-kiwit. So, in Achinami, what you're saying is true by Din Torah, that because we're worried about subconscious hataya, that would be the problem of giving shochad to a dayan Yisrael, even if it's not lahatos. But by Akum, all we care about is that the general disposition of the judge be to judge fairly. And the subconscious hataya is not a problem, because we don't really care so much if they get the exact American law or whatever it is correct, as long as there's more or less a fair hearing. And so that's why the Israel only applies B'dini Israel and not B'dini Akum. So based on this, B'dini Akum is clear what his standards are. He spelled that out. If you think you're right, and you tell the judge, judge fairly, but pay extra attention to my claims, that's fine. What about by B'dini Israel? So let's say, what about the scenario of the Chassam Sofer? But Dine Yisrael, it's clear to all parties that you're right. And there's some built-in bias. And you're trying to help the judge do the right thing. So in that case, would you say that there's also, according to the Chavos Yair, where all we're concerned about is subconscious hataya by Nesina Shochad, would there be an Isser Nesina Shochad by Dine Yisrael? I think it's Meduyach from what he said, that the only thing we're worried about is, number one, explicit hataya, number two, implicit hataya, and that's only B'nai Yisrael where we care about getting the din right. But if it's a case of Avla, where all the cards are stacked against you, and everyone's right, the other party knows you're right, the Dayan is biased against you, then it would be, you're giving the Dayan, you give him money to Ladon Din MS, it would seem to be that that's okay, according to the Chavos Yair. No one quotes the Chavos Yair saying that, but I think it's just mashma from what he said. If that's what you're worried about, B'nai Yisrael, that's the difference between Israel and Dine Akum. it would follow that it would be mutter potentially. Okay, so I don't know if you know if someone wrote that up in a halacha article whether that would be good or bad form, but I don't think anyone's claimed that before. So I thought that was an important point that comes out of the Chavos Yar. In a case of Avla, what the case of Chacham Sofer talked about is mutter b'dinei akum, that would be mutter to give shochet to the dayan lavan din emes in such a case.
Even
b'dinei
Israel.
It wouldn't be lifnei because lifnei either.
What?
Well, I was saying in a parallel scenario of dinei Israel where everyone's biased against you for whatever reason. You're trying to convince the dayan to judge din emes, and it's not like the scenario that Chavos Yar talks about, where it's in the Akum case, where you know each party thinks they're right. You know that the other parties something like that.
And he's clearly biased.
So if all we're worried about is number one, by Nisina Shochet is number one, explicit lifnei iver on explicit hataya, and number two, lifnei iver on implicit hataya. Well, so that's the question. The question is, what's the Isser of the Yisrael to be no Saint Shochad if the Yisrael knows he's right? So it sounds like the Isser is that it's implicit Hataya. Well, so which paragraph? Because some of the paragraphs... This Chubas to a guy, or it's to his... Right, but the Geese was talking to Carl Ludwig, but this I thought was internal. I thought this was internal, and he's trying to explain it. But the what's interesting is the paragraphs switch off. Some are about Yisrael and some are about Akum. And I thought it was possible to pinpoint the difference. It sounds like the only difference between Yisrael and Akum by Nisina Shochad is that by Yisrael we care if implicit Hataya leads the Dayan to get it wrong. By Akum, as long as the judge thinks he's judging fairly. Even if there's input.
I have a good kakir, but I know if you can put it in the defense. I'll have Dayoni more clear than Postle. I know the Postle. Everybody knows the Postle. Here anyway. This is the other Sharka. Not a best in Postle. Not best in Postle. Not best in Postle. I can give Sharka.
That's what the class spoke about earlier.
I said earlier. Oh, that before I said it.
Right. It's illegitimate. So we'll get to that at the end. An illegitimate system.
Let's say they're just an absolute, but they're. And nobody's going to be mad at it. It's impossible. But he's not saying
it. He doesn't say it explicitly.
No,
I think it comes out of what he's saying because his chiddush that Nisina Shochad.
He wouldn't have a right to collect on such a din Torah because
I know probably.
Right.
Now the question is only the Sidur Adin is an Isser, Shaitas is this, is that. But if the Dain is kosher, he's doing whatever he's doing, only the Eno Dain El Mashi El Avroidus, he's certainly an Isser Shaitas.
So we'll get to that illegitimate systems. We'll see that soon. That's a different way out of it. I mean, we saw that some suffer with the melech. That's not a melech, right? That's an illegitimate melech.
But even if you think it's mutter al shochad, do you think it'll be aser mitam like midbar sheker tirchak, like you shouldn't be towing meya in order to get into modat chamshin? And then
that's an interesting question.
That's only here that doesn't come.
Let's say it's the obvious scenario of the Chacham Sofer, but in Din Yisrael. Let's say, right? So the Dayan has some negias and is gonna.
The Dayan's still not allowed to take possession, right?
No, he's presumably not. He's presumably.
He's a bad Dayan to start with.
But according to the Chavos Yair, it's. But if you say the Chavos Yair holds that the only issue. I'm suggesting it's not that. I'm suggesting he's not illegitimate as a Dayan, but there's some overwhelming bias here.
I know he's going to be Matzah too.
But let's say you know you're right, and you know that he has something. He's not necessarily going to be Matzah. He's probably going to be Matzah Din because of some Negius.
I don't know what problem.
or you know that there's it's an obvious scenario of Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer doesn't say he's definitely going to be Matzah. It says he's not going to try so hard to help you out. Because he prefers the other fellow. So that sort of scenario, but in Dinei Israel, if you understand the Chavos Yair is saying that the only the issue with the Sinas Shochad is one of two things. Is Lifnei Iver on intentional Hataya and Lifnei Iver on subconscious Hataya. If that's how you read it, which I think is a good reading of it, but and everyone should be Ma'ayin on their own, then is it not the case that it would be mutter in a case of Avla, even B'dine Yisrael? What the Chasam Sofer Matir is by Dine Akum, maybe the Chavos Yair would be Matir by Dine Yisrael. Sorry, the?
He's an Oyhev.
Let's say he's not quite... Right. So again, right. I'm trying to suggest a scenario.
I'm taking a hekatinsa where there's welcome for the tekira. You want to go a step further? I want to start with the first one.
So what we'll get, I mean, we'll see. There are other acharon we talk about illegitimate. I didn't see oiv per se, but illegitimate batei din or yeah. Who don't have jurisdiction. That people seem to say there's a heter of the sinas shochad, or at least some. We'll see that. What I'm asking is for the Chavos Yair shita. Maybe even if the Bezdin is technically legitimate, but it's somehow a scenario of Avla, where the cards are stacked against you, whether there'd be a Heter, because the Isser Shochad, the Isser Nesinas Shochad, according to Chavos Yair, is limited in the first place to Hataya and subconscious Hataya, rather than an Isser of you know, allowing him to do what he thinks is the wrong thing, or something like that. So, again, I'm happy to follow up if people want to be Ma'ayan more. I don't want to spend more time on this, because it's a long, complicated piece, but what we know comes out of the Chavos Yair is that by Akum, as long as you think you're right and you don't, and you tell the Dayan, don't automatically make me win, but give me a fair hearing, or maybe a little bit, you know, pay extra attention to my tainas, that's fine. What he would hold about Dini Yisrael, he doesn't address explicitly, but I think some of his arguments would point in the direction for, at least in some scenarios, of where there's, like, the cards are stacked against you or something like that, where there won't be subconscious Hataya, allowing for Nesina as well. But that's more controversial. I'm happy to follow up, discussion later. The Chelkas Yaakov. This is, we're moving to the 20th century. And, the circumstances of this, I think, are very interesting, so we'll read it. Yedidia Rav Agon, Baki Nifla, Chidushe Torah, Ota, Ora, Chasida, etc. Avra Meir Israel Shlita. Av Bezna Kila Kedosha Honiad, which was in Hungary somewhere, I think. But Ukeis be Brooklyn. And if you look at the end of the tshuva, it's from 1967 or something like that. So we're talking about the 1960s in Brooklyn. That's the case. It was brought before the Chelkas Yaakov in Switzerland. But that's the scenario we're talking about, just to contextualize the application here. Fine. And we'll read the case, which is also of interest. Michtava b'sheilaso baliyadi b'mo'ad l'fnei yom ha'kedoshim sh'aisi tar mikol tzad. I was busy. I didn't get to it. Now I have a chance. I see this letter with several things. I'll respond. Fine. Nish'alti, the case. Echad chashuv yirei shamayim mechug yididi sh'nitfisa, sh'nitzpate rather mechaverav hashutfim b'mischaro labor be'eze inyan al chukei ha'medina b'inyan ha'mischarim. Some sort of financial crime he was drawn into by his business partners. V'hilo yada mechomer ha'chok me'ashem. He didn't realize how bad breaking this law was. V'nitvas l'mishpat. So he violated the crime. He admits he violated the crime. He was caught. V'sakana merachefes alav sheyitafes l'masar. He might go to jail. V'gam l'onish kesef rav shedan in shogi k'mezid. He might get a major financial penalty because they judge shogi like mezid. V'feeds varv shela orech din. He asked his lawyer, what does his lawyer say he should do? Ein lo eitz acheres el l'shachet es ha'shofe. His only advice was to bribe the judge. I don't know if that's grounds for disbarment. But we'll let the lawyers decide that, right? If you advise your client to bribe a judge, but fine. He said he has no other solution. V'nafsho b'shei lasso. Here's the shaila in mutter al pi din l'shachet ha'shochet akum lohotzi mishpato l'zchus. Ma'achar shah emes hayashogeg b'pshiyasso akum l'shachet. So he admits he was guilty, but he was guilty b'shogeg, and he's going to get punished shogeg kemezid, and he might go to jail. So what does he do? So here's
in Hungary, not in Brooklyn.
No, I think this is in Brooklyn. This is in Brooklyn. It was written in the 1960s.
Huh? Yeah.
1960s in Brooklyn. That's what it doesn't say he sent him the letter 20 years ago. It says he sent him the letter before Yontif, and now he got to the letter. It sounds like it was maybe 68, maybe 69, whatever it is. It's when he wrote the response. Maybe the Shiloh was slightly earlier. So that's the scenario we're talking about, which again will inform our evaluation of the Metzias here. So he says, "Lefinis daiti nira begav neda lo rak she'ein iser rak ader abe mitzvah." The Chasam Sofer's lashon mitzvah yesh lahatzel nefesh Yisrael mibeis hasurim shel achum. It's a mitzvah to be mishachei the judge here. Wow. And he finally quotes the Ein Shochel Mishu Beis Hasurim. He talks about all these makoros about how once you go to the Beis Din Shel Akum, the Beis Hasurim Shel Akum, you're not going to get out. Kevin Shenafal B'Michmar Ein Merachmim Alav. That's I think right. That's by Masur that comes up. Af Mamon Shel Yisrael Kevin Shenafal B'Yad Akum Ein Merachmim Alav. You go to jail. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if he's ever going to get out. Again, it's not clear if he understood the Metzias or, but that's his assessment of the Metzias. Uvenidon didan, so that's to start with. Uvenidon, because Yesh Biyado Lasos Hishtadlus Lahatos Leva Shofi Latova. So how can you be Meshached the Dayanakum? Afili De Shochad Ein Shum Iser Tabiyana Shofi Kishu Ish Rachman Lishbol Lecho Adam Berachmanus The Ein Zeh Neged Adin Shal Malchus Lemor Shehu Mitzaveh Lashofi Bachzarius Dafka. There's no obligation that the judge be achzari. He could very well be a rachmani. There's no law against being nice as a judge. Again, that idea. I think we call this maybe judicial discretion. There's a fair amount of judicial discretion in, I don't know if we're talking about sentencing or the case itself. I don't think he goes into those details, but there's a certain amount of discretion. He's influencing the judge within that scope. Again, throwing in the presumption that he'll be biased against him. You're also counteracting. So, svar number one was it's within the range of judicial discretion. So, you're not having the judge break the law. You're just shifting him within the permitted range. Number two was also you're counteracting bias. So, question whether pinyon shvuyim applies to people who are actually convicted of their crimes. From my understanding is that if you're actually guilty, there's not necessarily a heter pinyon shvuyim, assuming it's a more or less a fair justice system. But he seems to argue with that. But I believe that's the opinion of many esteemed rabbis. And he talks about loli hisbatel min kama mitzvos lo l'kayim veis asurim. You're in jail, nebuch, you can't keep all the mitzvos. So this is a fairly extreme allowance, I think, right? Assuming that the metzias is such that it's almost like hatzalas nefashos, or at least major hatzala, and that's And we'll get to more of this first, but I want to take the question first.
The major premise is missing here. He eliminated the discussion of whether non-Jewish courts had jurisdiction, criminal jurisdiction, over Jewish nationals.
Right. He leaves that out, but I think maybe he doesn't need that. If you really accept, I mean, depending on Svar, he says a few different Svaras. If you really accept his Svara, that within judicial discretion, there's no real problem, you can say it's not Shochad Lahatos, because you're not asking him to.
There's no jurisdiction.
You're saying the whole thing may be not a question, because there's no jurisdiction. Again, we'll see that in a tshuva from now, but he's not working within that framework, right? So the first svar you put forward is judicial discretion, which is a chiddush, but it's another version of the idea that you're not being mata. You're not being mata, then you're working within the range, and that's so shochad, not lahatos, would be mutter on that argument.
He's working within that framework when he said that there osa shoge kemezid, and that's like a major premise for the further discussion. The question says, the reason why they're not jurisdiction is because they're not mata.
So they give a couple of other svaras as well. Yeah.
Significant. This is like it's a criminal case. It's not a adversarial dispute.
He's gonna get to that. Yeah. So we'll see. Hold off 1 second on that. Fine. So jumping now, the af sheyitachin, beginning of the paragraph. The af sheyitachin shal yedei shochad yate din v'chok hamadina v'ofen barer. So everything we said until now was assuming you're going to keep the judge within the scope of judicial discretion. But let's say the shochad takes him beyond that, and he ends up letting you off the hook completely, which he shouldn't do based on the law. Zerak tzafik ein srichin the mechash b'zeh al lifnei iver. That's the case of tzafik lifnei iver. You don't know if that's true. The whole iser is lifnei iver. It's only Safek Lifnei Iver, and then he goes to the whole Sugya of Safek Lifnei Iver, where you give him something else, or you don't know if he can eat or not. We're not going to get into that, but that's another Sfar he throws out in terms of Safek Lifnei Iver. And then, jumping to Bechol Oven, B'nidon Didan, Mutra Litein Shochad L'Hapech L'Vavo Me'asu L'Rachman, Kizei Eino Atayas Hadin, U'Befrat Medubar L'Hatzil Me'onesh Masar, the karkus that common mitzvahs for afaveres become vasday umutav shiyavar alas delifnei iver milavar al common mitzvahs. Now another svar, even if it is lifnei iver, and this seems again a little iffy. I don't know what the Rashi Kol would say about this. That if you're doing lifnei iver, let's say it sounds like even if you know it's lifnei iver, but down the line you're going to save several mitzvahs. So maybe just a mere lifnei iver is mutter to override, to violate for being a kain mitzvahs down the line.
Not maskim.
Okay. I had a feeling this was a bit of a reach, and he's being mitzari for with, of course, other sniffing. Yeah.
Turn off the recorder and then ask again.
And so that's another svar. So two more svars. One is it's only suffik lifnei iver, which might be mutter, and even if it's lifnei iver may be overridden by other things. And then yet one more svara. Jumping down to the underlying part. We don't have time to read through the whole thing. The imkain gamli dun lidan mali katala kulo o katala palga gamba onish masar ha onish shelo al pi din Torah umitzul hatzilas nafsho. Sorry, that it's not me din Torah, and he's still willing to. But he doesn't say that svar. That's illegitimate. He doesn't go. He's not nichlis to that. Right. It's not. It's not internally consistent. Right. Because he says he seems to be marked of the idea that it's Shalom b'din Torah, but not to take it to its fullest extent, that the whole question is not a problem.
If they don't have the samchus to do in the first place, and the first thing to do in the first.
Right, so that's, he doesn't say that, but he does, I think what does come out of this, again, leaving aside the internal incoherence, the svara of Malikatul HaKuba, Katul HaKatul HaPalga, that going to jail is some major ones of some sort, and that would mitzvah hatzilas nafsho, that would override the dinim here.
Who said so?
The Chalkas Yaakov, but yes, okay.
But if it's not the Kof Nefesh, it's a federal minimum security prison.
Camp, a good place to make a coil.
Right. Okay. So I mean, maybe that was different 50 years ago, or maybe he thought it was different 50 years ago, but he says that's his assumption. Right, I don't know. I mean, yeah. B'has lichna d'lofines daiti bar de mutter litin shocha l'hatzil nefesh mimasar. Not miser, that's a different issue. Yesh lanu ilan gadol lismuchalav tshuvas chavis yair, tumim, sholom eishiv, chsam sover. He quotes all the tshuvos, although he goes in several different directions. V'ashem yisparach yatzilenu mishkios. Okay. So this obviously was the most extreme, and really there were four different answers here, some of which were mechodesh and interesting. One is an application of there being only an iser to be matadin, that if it's within the judicial discretion, you don't violate that. That was an interesting chiddush. Then some more iffy points, only suffik lifnei iver, therefore maybe it's mutter, or maybe lifnei iver is actually usher, but overridden by other concerns down the line. That
he didn't understand the judicial process.
That could be.
It's one thing. He may have discretion in sentencing. That's not what this was all about.
This is before the case, or it wasn't clear to me from the tshuva itself what exactly the scenario is here.
The scenario is a civil law system, not a common law system.
Mm-hmm.
The judge is the finder of fact, and he will convict you, or he won't convict you, and that's the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes the sentencing phase.
But maybe we were only talking. Maybe this whole tshuva was only about the sentencing. You think it was even the? Okay. Right. So if you're saying if this is true, if it's about the finding of fact of guilty or innocent, that's a binary question. There's no range. That the whole question is irrelevant. Right. Okay. So that's the problem. And then the last svara, which I guess really is two different things he mixed up. Number one, mixed together. Number one, that Hatzalas Nefashos, and then the Bimyuchad, that it's not a legitimate system, which we'll see more explicitly in the Mishnah Halachos.
The Shaila is Lahokti Mishpatos Chus, which implied that's before the sentencing.
Right.
You're saying the show, based on the Shoal's Lashon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So okay, so then Rabbi Bleich's critique sounds right. Just to note, in terms of Lifnei Iver, I didn't want to get into Lifnei Iver too much. It's a whole sugya in itself, but we saw this far just here that Suffolk Lifnei Iver may be mutter. The Chassam Sofer talked about whether you might have a tzad of Lifnei de Lifnei, that if you give the money to someone to give to the Dayan, whether that counts, but he says that's not true because you're just using a shliach to give it to the Dayan. It's not like by Ribbis where there's actually, you know, the transfer of money happens twice. So that's not really relevant at all. The question, would it already taken? Fine, we'll leave that aside. Oh, yeah, the Birchei Yosef talks about whether, if you know the other party already gave Shochad, whether it's Lifnei Iver for you to give Shochad, because he already took Shochad of the Gabbai this din. So the Birchei Yosef raises that question. I guess the response to that might be that there's two separate Isur. If you take from one side, that's Isur Shochad once. If you take from the other side, it's another Isur Shochad. So it wouldn't necessarily help on the Lifnei Iver front. But that was just a couple of dinim with Lifnei Iver I thought I'd mention. The next tshuva, I think this is the last lengthy tshuva we're going to look at, and less lengthy, is the Mishnah Halachos, who rehearses, repeats some of the tshuvas we saw. He talks about the Ramban, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, and then he says his own chiddush. Starting from Vida, about halfway down, Vida Zibulamdi B'Yeshiva. He gives the history of when he came up with the chiddush. Ve'echad shirim nafal b'livi milsa chadza. The Yisrael shehuva lifnei shofet akum mutzal litein shochad ve'eno over below klum. Dinir lifnei asaiti pashut. That Torah lo amar lo sigach shochad ela mishu hu dayan. Av mishu eno roi lios dayan ve'omi v'chazka v'danu m'shachto ein zed din shal shochad ela matil atzum pnei ha'ari v'chol asher lo yitein ba'ad nafsho. Right, the principle where Bleich mentions a couple times that Isser Shochad only applies to legitimate judges. If a person is not legitimately judging you, there's no Isser Shochad. The whole structure is illegitimate. V'nei pasha da'akom eno roi lios dayan v'vilish vot Yisrael. V'eno klal din dayan l'gabi Yisrael. The daf ka'akom shadam es ha'akom chaveri yish l'din shofet. Vos kefi chukei ha'malchus v'zei
avim. Okay. The second is the other is saying what we spoke about before, that you have the Yisrael who's possible on the end, there can't be Mr. Shaykhah. That is not Leah. He doesn't really do himself what he's saying.
He thinks he's saying something new. He quoted the Chassam Sofer. He wants to say his own Chiddush.
He's saying something new, which is unnecessary. Once you have the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer is line 4. The first three lines he doesn't need.
The Chassam my understanding was that the Chassam Sofer, and this is an open question in the Chassam Sofer, but I had understood the Chassam Sofer to be saying that it's not about the authority of the Dayanim that's impugned that allows for the Nesina Shochad, but rather that the results are incorrect. Whereas I think
the... You didn't quote the other part. I don't remember the same truth. But the Chassam Sofer says that all the Dayanim believe that he wishes to be a terrorist. It doesn't mean that they give the... every felony is a capital crime. He meant that whatever they're doing to a Jew is not considered a because they have no authority. But that's what the query was from.
But why didn't he say here? He could have saved a lot of ink and just said it's illegitimate overall. Why did he? No, I meant the Chassam Sofer. I meant the Chassam Sofer. Yeah. But why would you need? I mean, he's talking. Right, so then why does he have two different tshuvas? I'm not sure. So you're saying the kol who came law via Torah. Right, the illegitimate system. Yeah.
Not a legitimate system. I have a dayan who is possible.
Right.
And I know he's possible. Yeah. And I give him a shoshim. And it's not a dayan.
My understanding of the Chassam Sofer when he said Kol Dinei Lo'av Dinei Torah is not that they're illegitimate as Dayanim, just that their decision will almost necessarily be incorrect. Because by Mam, what about by Mamanos, where the Dinei Malchus between a Jew and an Akum? So who has authority in such a case?
Bezer Shal
Yisrael. And what?
that sounds like it is ambiguous. But I think it's clear that when he said called his name, not the third, he meant
he's not talking about the results. He's talking about the system.
He doesn't mean
the
Shiva's Ramah. About no. He means that there's no authority with Jews.
So then let's, I guess what the... What the Mishnah Halachos presumably understood the Chassam Sofer to be saying was that he was only talking about the results, and he was Mechadesh, and it's also the system. He quotes the Chassam Sofer and interprets it, and then offers an alternative option. So presumably he thought they were different, although I agree with Rabbi that it's possible to read the Chassam Sofer in a stronger manner, that it's about the lack of legitimacy for the Dayanim Akam in the first place.
But that's what Samshir said it didn't say. He's saying two separate things.
Yes.
And he's making a fool of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Fine. So we've seen a range of different heterim of sorts. First of all, the question of whether, of what types of, what types of scenarios Shochat applies to. If it's not Dayanim at all, whether it applies by Yisrael. By Akum, to what extent there's an Isser Shochat or just an Isser Hataya. And once you say there's only an Isser Hataya, you can get around it with some version of Shochat, some version of the Sina Shochat. The exact standards of that are somewhat controversial. Look, some Sofer seems to have a fairly high standard, really Avla, where everything's stacked against you. Then there's a Heter, whereas the Chavos Yair has a lower standard. You just have to think you're right and not explicitly tell him to be done to make you win. So that was basically one approach with a couple of different versions of it. And another point within that is the Chalkas Yaakov, the Sfar that working within judicial discretion is not Hataya, which again you could argue on, right? Presumably the Chassam Sofer wouldn't agree with the other two cases. He is a fairly limited version of what's not considered Hataya. Then there were other Heterim that we saw, potential Heterim that either maybe the Isser is overridden in some way, that we saw in the Chalkas Yaakov, we saw in the Chassam Sofer possibly that death overrides it, at least by Akum, and the Chalkas Yaakov that even jail would override Lifnei Iver by Akum. We also saw the Sfar that it's an illegitimate system, which maybe the Chassam Sofer, or like saying is the Chassam Sofer, and certainly explicitly is the Mishnah Halachos.
Mm-hmm.
By Akum. Is there, whether... Right.
He's saying yes.
He's saying yes by Akum, at least.
By Akum. What's the difference? If the whole truth is based upon the notion that there's no difference, that they can do whatever they want with the Jew, but they have samples. So this is a part of the samples is shooting the diamond. And there's this treifa for the Akum under the system, and there's also this treifa for shooting the diamond, and here there's also.
I thought you were saying that it's mutter to give Shochat to turn the diamond from an Akhazar to a Rachamon.
He did mix that in too, but yeah.
He made a kugel out of this.
Right.
So, it's a kugel
maker. Right, but he's not saying anything bad. You could show Mishaka the diamond to think that you're less worthy of the punishment.
No.
They can Mishaka the diamond.
Woke
that
up
even
angry
this more effective.
One that can feel good.
Right, exactly. Right.
That's one sort.
Right.
And the other sort is it's a shoot at the diner. He can do whatever he wants. So why shouldn't I give him? That depends whether he's going to say
so.
It's something how
what?
Did someone put their advice on this among the books that did this have a sentencing how long after lunchtime? Yes. Of course.
And the fact that
of course it does.
Oh. That's Uchla the Dine.
Right.
I hear. So just to quickly to look at the other side of the coin, we just saw the various heterim, but what would be the other side of the coin? Obviously, in each case, you can argue on the details. But what big picture svaras go back the other way? As we mentioned quickly before, that at least B'dinei Yisrael, there's an Isser, even Lizakos as a Zakai. Just to read the Rambam again. Mm-hmm. whoever below Sase. And again, the everyone brings this down. Afilu Lizakos Hazakai, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. The Gemara explains why it's necessary to both Aser Hatayas Din and Shochad Ela Afilu Lizakos Hazakai, the Chayv Zechayv Amar Torah V'Shochad Lo Sikach. So it's Aser even Lizakos Hazakai. And so why is that the case? The Drisha gives the explanation. The end of the quote, Tzarech Lomer, the Asra Tarmi Kol V'Chol, Kedei Shelo Tachlok, Bein Shochad L'Shochad. It sounds like a low plug. As always with a low plug, is that just a blanket? Don't be mechalik. Are we worried about something? I think you can give a couple of possible svaras. We're worried about, once people start being macholik between this and that, then you'll apply Shochad when it shouldn't apply, or maybe people will see and not apply it properly. The Birkei Yosef, and also the Meiri, which I didn't include. So yeah, exactly. So in terms of taking from both, there's no chad because it's symmetrical, right? You're equally biased to both sides. So what's the problem? And he says lo tachlok. It's always going to be usser. Whereas if you look in the Bach, it sounds from the Bach. Isbe iser shochav who omer the dayan lo tachayvenim zaken and he's a kevin shemaster b'dvar of laduno yache. Ein datum is karev letzad hachova. L'kach nikra shochad shenasa leiv echad. Afilu noto mishneim b'shavim v'zachay sazachay v'chayv v'zachayav. It's beit Torah shochad. So he says, he sort of says it. There's still shochad there, but it sounds like for him the definition of shochad is being miskarev letzad one person. So maybe that's only true if he's actually, if maybe one person gives more, or if there's some... Yes. But maybe only if you, maybe it depends on the talking to them. It's not exactly clear, because the Bach doesn't give a separate explanation. So you could just say he holds Shelo Tachlok and doesn't spell it out.
No, there's an emotional component.
So what say there's no emotional component?
There's nothing. That's what Shaykh is for.
Well, let's say both people give the money to a third party who hands it to the judge and says, this is equally from the two parties, and he doesn't even know, but there's still an emotion. So you're saying, fine, so but then what's the svar for that? The emotional component?
Yeah, I'm no longer, my mind's not clear.
Fine. Okay, so I guess to try to spell out exactly the svar there, so the Drisha said Shelo Tachlok. Sounds like almost like a low plug. Whereas the Birkei Yosef, and apparently also the Meiri, which I didn't include on the sheet, Yeshvi Yesh Yevakesh Schus Lezeh Ulezeh Kol Echad B'Prat Echad Mipirtei Adin. They'll be biased both ways, meaning sometimes let's say there'll be two parts to the case. In one part, you'll be biased towards party A, and the other part, you'll be biased towards party B. That's still a problem of Shehuchad, of Shochad. In terms of understanding the low plug of the Drisha, if you look in the Chinuch, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Shenesh Olin Likach HaShochad, Afil Lodim Din La Mito, Kedei Lahasim Yivdeinu HaHergel Hara, Penobu Mitochach, Lodim B'Shochad Dinei Sheker, the Dover Baruch Hu. He sounds like it's a slippery slope. If you allow Shochad to judge fairly, next thing you know, people will be doing Shochad to judge unfairly. So that's the chinuch, and again, we said you could apply it in a slight variation, that it's not that we're worried about Yildu, other people will see it, other people might, apply it, and maybe worried about other people, maybe we're worried about just suspecting the din as being unjust. You could, whenever you have a low plug, you can explain it in several different ways. The Chazon Ish, I think somewhat famously, has an interesting mahalach on this. We're not going to read through the whole thing, but essentially he talks about why we're worried about Shochad by Dinei Torah, but we're not worried about Shochad by Psak. Right? You're allowed to paskin for yourself. We're not worried about the bribe. And he says, in a sense, even though there, of course, is the natural tendency to be biased towards a person who gives you money or any sort of negiyah, that's true, but there's also, separate from that, there's a chok of Shochad, where if you violate Shochad, the Torah, in a sort of like parallel to the natural world, will cause you to be blinded. So let's the second paragraph quoted here. On the mashochad inyan miyuchad, shuchad, I guess. Who ki mekach shochad who mina hagnuyos memuchlad? Especially bad. Shatara tiavto uve ikvo besod kochos hanfashos laaver inichal musayv mishpat v'yol shamru sheistaklus baruch betorah ubara olamo chiva torah koach b'shochad laaver l'sali. Lahazir livroach mimena. Vini knows about koach negia. The koach negia is true. That affects you. Shu miminaga olam kvi tivam bnei adam. Tivas bnei adam. Naturally, a person is biased based on the geos. In addition, huzman koach tuma b'shochad letantir leiv l'radeim es habina. Right. There's an additional factor of this through this chok, what he's later going to call a chok of shochad, that it affects your judgment in addition to the natural affecting your judgment. So one might argue that even if you pay you take shochat for both sides, so mitzvah teva, it shouldn't affect you at all, or it should affect you equally both ways and cancel itself out, or something like that, one might argue. There's this gzeres hakasuv, this chok, that the shochat will still affect you and blind you in any event. I guess Rabbi's formulation also, you're blinded somehow overall. That may have been a naturalistic explanation, but for the Chasam Sofer, this is a chok. That's just how the world works, based on divine. Based on divine fiat. That's how it works. So, depending, you think it's the Bach? Okay, he just presumes the metaphysical implications of the Chazon Ish without spelling them out.
I mean, it's not so different from the
Yerpiyeh. Mm-hmm.
Once you're drunk, you make mistakes all over the place.
Right, but I guess the
you're drunk
with Negius. Right. Depending on the hesber you have for taking shochat from both sides, you might think in different ways in how broadly you apply it. Meaning, if the hesber for shelo tachlok and for the isur paying both sides is like a tivi explanation, then you might apply it. In cases where you wouldn't apply it if it's some gzeres hakasuv. There's the article by, I didn't include it here, is it Sheinfeld? One of these articles on the topic says that if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, that it's al pi Torah, that Hashem affects, the Chazon Ish, that Hashem affects you when you pay shochat to blind you, that would only be b'din Torah. But b'din Akum, that's not true. Now, I don't know if that's a fair presumption or not, because if it's Usher by Akum, maybe Sheinfeld. What's his? Let's see, he has an article about the topic. Harav Avram Tzvi Sheinfeld in Tchumen Hay. Interesting. Well, he Chazon Ish does use the term Tintum Alev here, right? So that would be interesting. Hey. Yeah, it wasn't clear to me why that chiluk should apply, but at least that's shelo tachlok. But he suggested that chiluk. I think also the question of if you think the problem of paying both sides is that there'll be if you think it's just shelo tachlok, then maybe shelo tachlok is only b'dinei Yisrael, and we're less worried about dinei Akum, and we would be mechalik there. You could make those chilukim.
The only rash.
Right, but doesn't Shlo Tachlo tell us that even in such a case there's a problem?
If you hold that, like the tomb, if you hold that the
right.
So then one person is
mutter. Right, no, I'm saying without that, maybe you can be Mechali.
If you hold Asur, you're also because that's there, it's called Shlo Sikach. So it's Lofo too.
So I think that's the question I'm raising. Maybe you can be mechalik between these. Although I wasn't personally noted to be mechalik, but I thought I'd mention that tzad. Okay, so that might be an argument to go against for those who don't accept the svaras that we've said so far of the heterim by dinei akum, the shelo tachlok svaras may apply there to override it. In addition, the Sheinfeld article raises a couple of other concerns. That even in a case where you could find the head there, in terms of everything else, maybe there's an issur of dina de malchusa, assuming that, let's say there's a law against bribery, like in this country, for example. So the Rav Sheinfeld argues that the issur of dina malchusa, he has a little piece on why it may be binding, these sorts of laws would be binding on people. He quotes the Yad Efrei, is it the Yad no, that's a different one. Anyway, he has a discussion about it. He says maybe that would override whatever heterim we have in the Chavos Yair or the Chasam Sofer. That would be overridden by a Dina de Malchusa. Again, that's not really our core topic. He also mentions that maybe there's a Chilul Hashem aspect. If we say by Avedas Akum that where there's a potential Chilul Hashem, there's no heter, so presumably it would be the same thing, if not even more true, Legabe Shochad. Why? So that he formulates it that in the case of Chil Hashem, it's Asr, even though, of course, the Iker Makar is as the Kiddush Hashem is the same. But I just wanted to mention that there's room to discuss those other things. I think the strongest argument to override is rather than these sort of more local specific things, is one that we actually discussed in an earlier Chavura, Rabbi Blech discussed, based on where and it appears in his article, which is on the Makoros sheet, about, and this would presumably only be Bedine Yisrael, that even if you could argue in some scenario, you might try to argue that you could allow for Shochad, let's say, you know, theoretically in the Chavaz Yar's Shita, in a case of Avla, where we said potentially one might argue that there's a heter for Nesina Shochad, or in if you understand the Chassam Sofer as saying that for Hatzalas Nefashos is shiny, or in some similar scenario, one might want to suggest that there's a heter of Nesina Shochad in those scenarios, a counter argument might be that making sure that Dina Yisrael are properly applied is Yeharig Val Yavor, as is argued in the Beit Din and Institution's Time is Returned, Tradition 27.1. We're not going to go through that again. If you argue that applies, then even if you have reason to suspect that things might be unfair, even if you have, you know, some what you thought was an overriding concern about Tzalas Nefashos, that itself would be overridden by this Yeharig Val Yavor absolute obligation to follow the Din Torah, and to allow the Din Torah to be followed, which, you know, for the Dayan, it's Yehar Val Yavar, presumably for you, it's Lifnei Iver on Yehar Val Yavar, presumably, or maybe you're also a Mechuyev to make sure the Din gets carried out, presumably that would apply as well. And then the last Makar, the Yad Ramah, we already mentioned that if there's actually a Chiyuv Misa against you, there's no Yehar Val Yavar Heter there, even if you don't go with Rabbi Blech Sfara. So, again, we looked at a range of cases, both the question of what Isser Shochad applies to if you're not a Dayan or if you're a Dayan Akum, and we also looked at a variety of scenarios where, you know, if the Isser is only Lahatos, what would be Mutter in that case, and a few other Svaras Lahatir, as well as a couple of Svaras in the other direction. Again, Lahalacha v'lo lemase, and we should try not to be nitfas into this in any scenario.
You.